This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, it's Sherrod Small.
And Kurt Metzger.
Yeah, baby, Race Wars. We're on Patreon now.
That's right. We have subscribers-only content, finally.
Yes, if you want to get the bonus episode, that's right, it's a bonus episode of Race Wars every month, you got to subscribe to patreon.com/racewars.
Yeah, go to patreon.com/racewars. You pledge $3, you get the bonus episode audio.
That's right.
$5, audio and video of the bonus episode.
That's right.
Plus access to the Race Wars message boards, which, frankly, I didn't realize I was going to have to be talking to people, and I feel it should cost more.
And you also get the wallpaper for your phone, too. You get the Race Wars wallpaper for the $5. And then for the $20, tell them what they get, Kurt.
I didn't even get that wallpaper yet. Oh, so for $20, you get all that shit and two tickets to Stand Up New York or any live Race Wars performance.
That's right. So there you go. You pledge $3, you get the audio. You pledge $5, you get the audio and the video, and you get the wallpaper, and you get
Stand Up New York?
No, that's for the first one. That's for $5. So for $3, okay, you get the audio of Race Wars. Every month, the bonus episode. Bonus episode available nowhere but patreon.com/racewars.
And we got good ones for the bonus.
Oh, we got some doozies set up for these bonus episodes on Patreon. We're so happy to be on here. We're so happy that we can have our people listen, subscribe to patreon.com/racewars, and listen to all this bonus information, all this bonus episodes.
$5 will be used to bribe Aaron not to crosstalk. joking. I want to go home.
Subscribe to patreon.com/racewars. Subscribe now, $3, $5, or $20, and then you get all the bonus. This is bonus episodes. This is bonus material that you won't find anywhere
else. Stuff other podcasts have, so we have it now.
Patreon.com/racewars. Yeah. It's what we do, baby.
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Don't make that face, Sammy. You're in now, goddammit. Say hello to the people.
Hey, it's Tammy.
Theo Vaughn's in the house, too.
Yep, the lovely Tammy Pescatelli, Theo Vaughn.
Yes. Allison's here as well.
Hello.
Young Tommy's over there being less gay than usual, but I'm still down with it.
Young Tommy coming in hot.
And Kurt's not here. As usual, Kurt's running late. It's so hard dragging a white man to success.
Yeah, this has got to be rare for you guys.
No, it's not rare. This is every week.
Wow.
Allison, will you tell him?
That's every week.
It's every week.
Even it's serious. Changing. Even it's serious where it's like you have to start at 7.
I get there early. Because I know the first thing people want to say is, oh, the black dude late.
Yeah.
Right.
So I get there 2 days early, nigga.
You've been sleeping there.
I wait on him. I have to fucking scour the room.
To like get a warrant. They're like, he's stalking us.
Now, Tam, I just did a Opie show with you. What was that, Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Monday. We had fun, didn't we?
We did have fun.
We did have Jim Florentine holding us back, but we did have
fun. That's where I was the token.
Or even
right?
Token?
Because it was Columbus Day. So they.
Oh, yeah, that fucking fraud.
Yeah,
what a liar.
Fake.
Columbus, what a fucking fraud.
Depends on what you, you know.
What you believe in, like the truth.
There were no reference books to check it at the
time.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Back then, you just had to kind of maybe do something.
What do you mean? Like, you had to just believe in it?
Yeah, like you just could start, if you could start a good rumor, you won back then.
Yeah, rumor was history.
Yeah, look at it. If that didn't happen, think of all the days we've done, all the little children's shows where they're dressing up like a sailor and people shooting the animals and everything.
Yeah, dress up like Columbus and plunder people's lands and get people fucking STDs. Yeah.
Go back
the
to
kids love doing that.
Meanwhile, you're banging the queen. She sent you away.
After she was done with him.
To get all of the jewels of
the
necklace.
He was a drunken loser, and we still celebrate that son of a bitch because he's Italian. Is that
first
fine,
of all,
Tammy?
We don't celebrate it. They took it away. They gave you guys 28 days in February, and I got nothing.
We got a statue in fucking Columbus Circle.
Well, that's all you're going to have.
Is that Christopher Columbus in there?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that's Columbus
that
Circle.
Out.
Oh, it's not Bob Columbus?
No,
it's a little too tall.
Is
that
other
famous Columbus?
Yes.
I think it's a little too tall to actually be a real Italian, so I'm sure back then he was probably like 4'2".
You think he had some LaGuardia in him?
A little for sure.
4'9"?
Ratting nothing? Out all his friends, you mean, once he got to power?
Wow. What?
Yeah.
You don't even like him?
Man, I don't know.
He's one of the great Italians of New York.
The LaGuardia?
That's what they say.
Wow.
Yes.
He's the one who invented the RICO Act and sent half my people back.
But it's his people too.
No, they weren't. They weren't his people once he got to live up on the Upper West Side.
Speaking of not my people, here's Kurt. Hey. Wow. Look at him in his gunman's fucking jacket. He like a shooter at any fucking event.
Oh, he took this.
That fucking pea coat, you like a suspect. And you bumping into Mike Shelby making faces.
Free pea coat. I feel lost without headphones.
Kurt,
I guess
just
I
came down
them.
From the ports.
Yeah. You can take mine.
I live in the wild. Get in there.
No.
Man. It's your show.
I'm free ranging it.
He's free range.
I'm going to free range. Now no one will have them.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Hey, you and me have it without.
Just pour water on them.
We got Pescatelli.
Yeah.
I'm here, right?
In the building.
And
I can't believe that you've never been to Stand Up New York, the comedy club before.
No, because I'm not a New York comic. Like, I was just Cleveland on the road for 20 years.
You were never in, really? Never?
Wow.
Dude, no, I literally.
You're from Cleveland?
I'm from Cleveland originally. Wow. And I went you could boo because trust me, I've been living there for forever.
LeBron even changed the baseball team. It's like, y'all beat the fucking Red Sox, swept them. LeBron changed the whole state.
That was Major League, the movie. I think once we saw the movie, we knew it was possible.
So it was Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is a pitcher.
That's why my whole family's from Euclid, Ohio.
Really?
That explains a lot.
See?
That sounds beautiful. Is it a nice place, Euclid?
No.
No, not at all. Trust me.
Flat, stupid nightmare.
No, it is. And that was it. I was always on the road. Then I went to L.A. That's what I was telling Sherrod. I had never... New York was always tough for me, man, because I never had anywhere to stay.
I just assumed you were from
New
York.
Yeah, me too.
From the accident and all that, right?
Well, I think that's gotten really strong from living with my husband, you know, that Brooklyn thing. I morph accents. Like, if I lived with Theo, I'd end up with that
southern.
Yeah,
you don't sound Ohio at all.
No. But I also grew up with, like, crazy Italian lunatics that... ran from Brooklyn when LaGuardia got in office.
Oh, they ran out of Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cleveland. Yeah.
Wherever they went. Who cares? It's none of your business where they went.
It's all the same.
You know what? I also did, but they were mostly just my mom.
We used to call headlights Italians when I was growing up.
Headlights?
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, that's
it.
Very
that
New
is
Orleans.
Hysterical.
Man.
What do
you mean? Yeah, you got the Italians because they.
If the headlights, they call them Italians. Headlights?
No, because they show up, I think, in groups and like bother you, kind of. That was the thing.
You know why?
So you got
because
these Italians. Look at them, they're angry.
Want to know something? I'm going to tell you something. The biggest slaughter of Italians in the United States was in New Orleans. 11 Italian immigrants. Were held.
That's where he's from.
11.
They were 11.
That's the biggest slaughter. You're lucky Italians.
No, but you know what happened.
We saw the Christopher Walken movie.
Lucky Italian.
Yeah. Did you see it? Yeah. Okay. Because that's what happened.
They went
to one Italian guy, like. Raped a girl, right? Or like?
Well, they don't know if they said they were found innocent. We're not real sure, but then
they were just innocent. Like, let's get all of them.
Right, they were found innocent, Theo, and somehow overnight before they wouldn't get released that night. Like they were found innocent and then had to go back to the jail for the night.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're gonna let you on the morning when you can get your ticket.
Hold on, and then did the Italian who attacked that woman give her Italians?
Crotch Italians.
So wait a minute, they got found innocent and then they kept them in the prison and said we'll release you in the morning and they got killed that night by mob justice.
That's pretty much how every trial was held before 1930.
Yeah. That's a good point actually.
And a lot after.
And that was in New Orleans. Explain that, New Orleans.
Yeah.
What do you got on that, Gambit?
That sounds natural, bro. That sounds natural.
Hey, Gambit.
It sounds like they were tried respectfully.
Oh, my God. Remember in Casino?
What?
When he's looking at diamonds, Joe Pesci, and like any imperfection, they call it niggers.
Wow,
that one's
dude.
Got a lot of niggers in it.
I thought I was going to be the one to say the N word, but
no. That
you
Italian
were the first
thing,
to think it. That's he was the first actually.
No, that Italian thing was pretty hardcore, dude.
I call my sponsor.
You
don't
hear anti Guyanese sentiment like that these days.
Yeah, no.
You still get it. You still get it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you gotta look for it, but it's there.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
Oh, it's there. You don't spend a lot of time in Cape Cod and places like that.
I think there's other stuff to hate.
Oh, they
about
look down
me
the nose. They don't respect the Italians in the Cape.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've never been up there.
You gotta go to where Protestants are.
No.
Where they hate the Catholics. Yeah. See, that's why you've been around a lot of Catholics.
I'm from a heavy.
You're a Fenian.
Watch Romeo and Juliet, man. Start there. Watch Romeo and Juliet.
A Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah. Listen, I'm from a heavy eyebrowed kind of white.
See?
Yes. The barely whites,
it's not,
I call them.
It's not welcome.
Off whites.
Emotions are for ethnics. You ever see that? I think it's some fucking Mystery Science Theater.
You sound like King Leopold.
No, it was one of the gumball robots said it.
I thought I'd bring up something I learned from Tarzan, the new movie.
King Leopold?
There you go.
Why? Because the Belgian Congo?
You know what the Belgians did, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
The Belgians?
Made a lot of waffles.
Yes, they killed 100 million Africans.
Well, that's what they...
fucking,
that's the word.
But their waffles are over fucking 100 million. Delicious.
Really?
And this was back in the day, so this ain't like bombs.
In fact, also...
this is... line them up in a row and shooting one and killing five.
No, they went batshit.
Really?
And,
Were you looking at Columbus?
Specifically, were the Africans being bad? Were the Africans being bad?
No, they were actually so nice that this guy... No crosstalk on this show. My God. It's already begun. And we're down several people.
We started without you. We just got used to not
You didn't apologize either.
I know. It's my goddamn show.
okay, that's
King Leopold.
They are guests from out of town.
No, King Leopold's a huge piece of shit.
What a piece of shit.
Because I was just
the biggest in history.
So, because the Africans are actually overly nice. That's how King Leopold...
That's how he took advantage.
Just fuck them.
That's how he took advantage of
them.
But then, like...
Over 100 million he killed.
100 million?
Yeah, but he was so bad
over
that back
million
then people
Africans
were
killed.
No,
by him.
I think Mark Twain.
And he
wrote,
was bankrupt. That's why he went to Africa, tried to take all the money. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I think Mark Twain wrote against him.
Yeah, he did.
Like, even in the 1800s, it was a little over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they were this was 1890s. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
200-300 we could see.
But even Rwanda.
I think even. Go ahead.
Even
that's
Rwanda.
A lot.
That's a lot.
You know, remember the Hutu and Tutsi, the massacre?
Yeah.
Of course, I was there. I'm from I'm from Cleveland. I said
I was there.
So, the other country.
Tutsi, I remember. Dustin Hoffman, right?
Yes. That's right. The Hutu slaughtered Dustin Hoffman.
I remember. I thought it was amazing.
But you know why that started? Because
he was a cross-dresser.
No, well.
They would kill him.
That's, they thought they measured their fucking noses. The Belgians came and measured.
Because then I'm out.
If they measure side to side, I'm out.
They gave any reason to kill.
They did both, side to side.
They gave any reason to kill.
So they told the one group they were a little bit whiter than the other one.
They just used them against each other. It was divide and conquer.
You can't even tell them apart.
But is this rumors, a lot of this?
No, this is history.
Okay. No, what are you talking about?
Fucking Google King Leopold and sit back and cry.
I don't back up Sherrod's bad history. It just happens to be Sherrod's good history. You know?
You don't doubt the negative things, huh?
As if there's not enough to cry about right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his pussy crying. Crying about who to vote for?
Just crazy shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Could Trump grab your pussy? That's the question on the table today.
Tammy, no, everybody.
For an Ottoman, maybe.
Tammy's voting for Trump, and her whole family's voting for Trump.
That Italian
family's going to vote for Hillary?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
First of all, none of my family are all registered felons. There's no left.
But who's they campaigning for? Okay.
To vote for.
That's fair. So they're not voting, but they're definitely campaigning like a motherfucker.
Who's that? My family?
Yeah, any loud ethnic people going
to
shout whoever they're going to fucking vote for?
Well, you know, it's funny to hear them just fight with each other over who likes Hillary and who likes Trump.
That's what I'm talking about.
I literally walked into a conversation today where they were screaming at each other.
Who was? And they're who's on what side?
It's like my husband and his brother. And I'm like, you're both so fucking retarded. Neither one of you should be voting. Like, this is what's the problem with America. We shouldn't allow you. You don't have a GED. You don't know what you haven't worked in 7 months.
I don't think that matters
months,
though, if you can vote.
But that's not fair. Like,
listen, when you turn 17 as a man in this country, you got to sign up for the fucking draft, regardless. No. I think you
as
should
a
be,
woman probably now too, right?
But I think you should have to sign up to register to vote too. Why can't you automatically vote like you can automatically fight for the country? Why is that two different things?
Well, that was my argument.
You can
over
die
drinking,
for it, but you can't vote it. It's like you automatically signed up to die for it, but you're not automatically signed up to
two
fucking
things,
pick
right?
the motherfucker who sent you to war.
No, I agree.
It's ridiculous. That's what I think.
Well, they really do have to do them by hand, you know, because that's the only way, I guess, to be. And even then, it's not.
So how can you be so sure that you can sign them up for the military? I can sign my husband and my brother-in-law up for the military. When you turn 17 as a man, you have to sign.
Did you ever hear people?
In high school, you sign a fucking paperwork.
Selective service.
Selective service.
That's just because Vietnam was happening when you were in high school.
No.
I was Civil War. I was a Civil War baby.
Vietnam was pretty popular, too.
Served in World War
I. Under Tootsie.
The first big one.
Oh, that's when we learned to kill. That's when we learned to kill on a mass scale.
Tuskegee Airmen.
You know who I love is Charles S. Dutton. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Rock?
I love
yeah.
that
He's
guy,
The Rock?
Yeah.
Rock before The Rock?
You have to keep calling Sherrod The Rock.
The S was for Sherrod. That's Charles Sherrod Dutton.
I play his saxophone brother-in-law.
That dude's still on TV, by the way. NCIS.
Oh, he's
on
the
NCIS.
Best.
He's the best on there.
Well,
great actor.
You know, yeah. Rock was a good show, but they made it a huge deal. They're like, it's live. I'm like, I don't
yeah, they had
this
a couple of live episodes.
It's but TV without a net.
But that's the first time TV did a kind of theater stuff, though. That was like theater that was, on
no,
television.
No, TV always had done theater shit. That was like,
not in a
it
while.
Went back. Yeah, I guess in a while.
That was the original TV way, and then.
I guess at that hour, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's two Fox like had seven shows, remember? They're like, that's it. They Sunday and, yeah. and like yeah. Monday programming.
Simpsons was
so
on.
They make big deal.
That's it. Simpsons, Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Look at
Alice.
She don't know what the fuck we talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, this is like.
Tracy Ullman
like,
was like.
Hieroglyphics.
That's before The Simpsons. Simpsons
British
came
lady.
From that. Yeah.
Right. There was the one where the black guy married the white lady. What was the name of that?
Your Life. The cousin you don't speak to.
Prom.
I think it was the name of the show, the black guy who married the white lady.
Remember that show?
No.
I think it didn't get picked up.
No.
No, it was on for a while.
It better not be on now.
I swear. It didn't make it to syndication.
Did they get my email?
Who would show up for 100 episodes?
Kurt, you are the guy. If it's a white guy and a black girl, yeah, Kurt's the guy.
Don't you remember?
What was the show?
I'm trying to
know what it was.
Who
I
was
don't
the
know.
Black guy? You remember? It was a black guy and a white
look
chick.
It up. I'm gonna look
was
it
he
up.
Tall or short? The
was
black
it called
man.
Theo's Nightmare.
Was, yes, it was The Rock. He did everything.
Was it called Bill Cosby's trial?
Oh yeah, she was asleep the whole episode.
You think of the OJ trial,
so she can listen.
Well,
yeah, that
call
been.
In if you know.
I'm gonna look it up. You're so cute.
You son of a bitch.
First call that.
Clint, you son of a bitch.
How good and hurt at the same time.
Oh my God. I got in a fucking, Tommy. Is the Tommy mic on or no?
What? Oh. Yeah, use that one.
There's just that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to put Tommy on a go-to gay mic. And then we have to get in go-to gay news. Because
yes.
I think I'm getting gayed up from hanging out with Annie Letterman.
What happened? What
yeah, what's happening, man? She's sleeping on your couch, right?
Yeah, dude, because
yeah,
you know what happens?
What?
I fucking start talking about... She's cool hanging out with dude, but
okay.
then I start talking about shit that I'm like, am I a chick? Like,
you are a chick.
It
like, yeah.
sneaks up out of nowhere. I'm like, oh my God, I just turned into a fucking chick.
You and then Brady needs all his hair talking about
boys. Dude, I had to fucking call, because it's like, you ever have like somebody just lay some, well, this is, I'm setting myself up for a joke here.
But,
so
no. I'm part somebody, of a fucking bit.
You ever have somebody lay some like bullshit on you for like a good long while,
yeah.
and you don't realize until like the next day, how big of bullshit it was.
Okay.
And you're like, have to deal with it with a very long text.
Okay.
But you tell me if I'm wrong about this. Because she defended fucking girl power to me.
Okay.
Her well, nieces are cute. She has adorable nieces.
Girl power what? The band?
She buys them like t-shirts and shit.
Like the, yeah, just the idea?
Just the idea.
The lifestyle.
The Spice Girls.
Okay. Think about girl power. Now, do you have an idea? But like, when you hear girl power, like the slogan.
Uh-huh. I think delicious.
I'm staying at home probably if I hear it.
yeah, what does it do for you? Just before
it
I even
makes me
say
think of the Spice Girls.
Okay. That's so cute.
Yeah, I thought it was a music group. I thought it was a music group.
They started
group.
That.
That's what yeah. I would have thought. That's when people said Confederate flag, I would think Duke.
Some might
has
say Susan B. Anthony started it, but no, the Spice Girls probably.
Pocahontas?
I hate that shit, okay?
It never was my thing. That's why I used to always
say. Someone say Shirley Chisholm might have had a hand in that, but mm-hmm. no, the Spice Girls probably.
It stinks. Yeah. It's not empowering. I don't know
I'm
why
joking,
somebody
Alan.
Thinks that's empowering. Girl power. It's like saying girl push-ups. You know, they're not
those
as good push-ups.
Things.
You just want, you try to get power.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the good old power.
Right.
Don't put girl
them.
In front of
how
it. You're fucking
yeah,
ruining
power.
It.
Well, that's how I always felt about comedian.
Well, it's like.
Right. About what?
Like, female, like comedian.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We used to, when I first started, like, it's nice that everybody can
well,
dress
comedian,
nice.
Hold on. Is comedian.
That's different, though.
Okay. because I get what you're saying about comedian.
Let us say it.
Let us say it, man.
We just addressed it.
Is that worse than female?
He said, I know what you're saying. Don't come here. Well, let us hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's worse than that.
I'm telling you, I used to dress in the lesbian comedian outfit when I first started. Okay.
Can you please describe that?
The t-shirt, the vest.
Can you please stop describing Tommy's outfits?
I see a lot of these girls, and they do what they need to do, whatever. We're not, you know, but they're on their album, their comedy album, and they're naked, and they look great, and I'm proud of.
Who's naked on
the
comedy?
They showing leg. Yeah. But I'm showing
that's
leg.
When you
can you please list those albums?
But that's when you become
a girl, right?
Like
I give
you're
that.
Not,
right.
You're,
I give that.
You right now have said I'm a girl, and here's my comedy,
right?
And I think that's
man, I never get right. that when people do.
That's a good point.
Like right? a skin
that's a good
thing
point.
As a com- yeah, their abs. I never get that.
Right.
Because Jeff Keith used to have a picture with his abs.
But
it had
like
his abs in his headshot.
That's how you're always stressed.
I was jealous,
thing.
But it was crazy.
Agreed. But then if, it's like, if you're not normally not like that, comedy. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait, it's out now.
Wait a minute. Do you think he just mentioned Jeff Keith's abs being out in his headshot?
It's not for comedy.
Do you think this is maybe an L.A. intensive thing?
No, but listen,
more
even talent here. You know Talent, the black comedian.
He don't have
he
abs.
Had a, he had a shirt. He had a shirtless headshot.
He did?
It's,
that's
yes,
hysterical.
That's
Tal
but he only
terrible
has one
shirtless. It's like, what is that?
Wait a minute. What? From what pick and when?
It's like, way back in, like in the 90s.
One
but it's like,
Rose
when
shirts.
Is that ever a good idea to have right. a shirtless fucking headshot
no,
for comedy?
No, it's insane.
I mean, unless you're a fat boy yeah. eating
because
something.
I don't know if you know this.
His name is also Talent.
Yeah.
One name.
He made a lot of money.
It might be his actual, you know, sometimes you think it's a fake name and you find it's their actual name.
Oh, that's his real name?
No, I don't know, but it could be.
It could be, man.
But that, just so you know, it's when a man does that, he also becomes a girl.
Yeah.
A girl, man.
At least in prison.
I mean, like, dude, I'm thinking. But that seems like an L.A. like.
Because it doesn't mean, it seems thirsty.
Well, I want to be castable. And I ain't even going to begrudge you if that's your
no,
thing
they look
is
good.
To get castable.
I think it's generational. Like, for me, think about it. When I was starting, there weren't a lot of female comics. So when they did like the Funny Women of Playboy and offer, I needed
right.
that money.
Right.
I was young. My tits sat high. I didn't want
yeah.
it.
You had your tits out?
No.
How much was the money?
I didn't do it. It was 25 grand.
Nah,
but
you shouldn't do it.
I wanted to be a comic. Well, 25 grand in 1996
that's
was a lot of money.
I'll do that
I was making $7,000 a year as an MC. But I did it because I wanted to be a monologist.
Well, you know what?
Right? And I
listen,
want-
she should have did it. You know why? Do you know anybody who's been in it? Who's did it before? Like, who actually
checkmate.
Did it? You don't know. So she could have did it.
No,
you would have never known.
Know checkmate. I'd never been a comic because I had
I
to live
her,
in
though.
Condos with guys and they would have never,
it was
ever
jerking
taken
off to you anyway.
Seriously.
Yeah, but wait.
It was still
no,
like
hold
this.
On. I don't, bitch. But that's the thing. I don't know any of them, but I know her.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It's probably
but it could be another female
and you
that
like
you
me
know.
Now?
But like, if she had done it, you wouldn't even know now.
It could be a comedian right now. But
well, yes,
you
would, because I'm an old lady and I would have that fucking picture right on my shirt, right? This is what my tits used to look like.
That's the see. This is the bullshit.
They still look
the
good.
Fucking. So I want to take me from my naked comedy thing. We've had.
Oh, she has a naked comedy show too, Allison.
But, well, that's a different thing. I said it's generational.
Yeah.
It's
what do you do?
But
take it all.
Hold on. That's our playbook.
Everybody's
though.
Naked.
I'll say.
Look at Theo. He just lost fucking.
Yeah.
Well, I'm keyed up, man. I'm an adult male.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? I'm
well,
keyed
we
up.
We have one on Friday.
You ain't
got to
poke it with your penis, though. You can see what an adult with a poke.
I'm not trying to do nothing. I asked her a question.
What do they look like when you're there?
You are you naked
them.
Or is the audience
no,
naked?
She's
the
naked.
Comics
no.
are naked.
But the audience can get naked if
audience
they want.
Can get naked, yeah.
And how some many people's okay. in there?
About like 50.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I really like it. I do.
Oh, the greatest argument against
hear,
it was that Theo just now.
It's so creepy.
It is creepy.
He's like, no, I really
Theo,
like it.
Theo, I rest my case.
I
you
love
said it better
man.
Than I've
it
been
was
saying.
So good.
Theo, you just said what I've been trying to say.
It's a beautiful time, I said.
You just said
you
what I've been
like
trying to say.
You sound like if my penis had a voice.
But well, your whole, here's what happened.
Sorry,
your
I'm not yelling.
Chair
sorry, I'm
just
not yelling.
Turned and looked at her for
oh
the first time.
Because I'm trying to acknowledge her and let
Theo,
her know that I care.
All,
like, oh, really?
Theo, full turn.
You were fucking hysterical. First of all, you're hysterical.
I'm trying to let her know I care.
I don't feel bad that I brought Sean McCarthy in for questioning about his review. Because Theo was consistently hysterical when I talked about my shit. It's not right. Anyway, That shit, just his face is the reason not to do that. But that's not, the Playboy thing is kind of like it.
What do you mean the reason not to do what?
How you gonna
attack a
shit?
It was a different time.
Because you don't ever want your fucking body.
It's also different because Playboy's print and it lasts forever.
That's true.
This is in a room where. Yeah.
And you could call it
on your whatever. And you're at the creek in the cave where no one will find you. At the creek where no one will.
It's the creek. It's not
like. Only a Kurt Metzger headlining show could draw less.
Tell me, like, is it, do comics get up there that have never been naked and do it?
I mean, I think life, never been naked, been naked in life?
Yeah.
No, never been naked.
Seriously.
Everybody's been naked.
Man, when I hear you doing that, I'm waiting.
Dumb, I was born with a tank top on.
I'm waiting. All of y'all be dumb at the same time. That's what's blowing my mind.
We're born in a day.
Honest to God.
Yeah, what if somebody has Italians on their crotch?
Wait, hold on.
Now they'd be lucky.
Do they wash the mic stand between?
That's called bonus round.
I'm still waiting. Every time I think of you, somebody doing it or Allison doing it, I imagine a Forrest Gump or Theo Vaughn-like character
right.
running off the stage to pull her away. They shouldn't have looked at you, clamp.
Yeah. Well, I think someone
like I just wouldn't want anybody sitting on the like stool. That,
you can't stop, stop no, saving me, Forrest.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody from the church came in and shut you, tried to rescue you guys. Has that ever occurred?
No, I mean, we're in the heat.
But I bet
New
you're
York.
All hot. I bet no fat, ugly, aging human
Yeah, you letting some real oysters up there?
We have. We have all
I'm sure. I'm sure it's all
If you're a comic, here's the bottom line. It depends what you want, okay? And for castable shit. If you want,
what are you eating, taffies?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Wait, are you? Is this part of the Columbus Day Parade? You're passing out.
He shares candies. What he said my mom sent them.
He just pulled two hot taffies out of his pocket.
You want to be known as a fucking comic,
right?
Bottom line,
pocket warm taffies. So, thanks, Kurt.
This is all I was asking before. Is comedian? That seems to me less bad than female comic. If you, but is comedian more insulting than female comic?
I think they're both on the same level. I just want to be a comic or a comedian.
Yeah, no, I get it. But, that's respectable, yeah.
My problem was, and I was telling Sherrard this, I don't know, I didn't think past. Like, at least you're thinking, Allison, you're thinking, you got shows, you're coming up with ideas. All I ever wanted to be was a headliner.
Yeah.
And I said, my big goal was the Tonight Show. And then I did the Tonight Show or whatever. I did, and I thought, I never thought past it. Like,
right. Have you thought
I thought
about
they would
podcasting?
Come to me.
The future is podcast.
I'm always late, so that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I
but
never
you different
thought
goals.
About
you
stuff,
different
man.
Goals.
But you, like, you really broke some of those ground where some of these ladies don't have to think about that, probably. You know, they don't have to think about those are the things that they want. They think about other stuff. Do you think that there's any truth to that?
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
So.
I think you guys get to own it. Like, you can talk about, like, I never said vagina on stage. It wasn't my thing. I never talked about my period. I never male bashed. When people used to go, oh, she talks about being Italian, I was like, fuck yeah. They didn't realize I was a woman. Like, I was excited.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I got no problem with period jokes. It was funny.
No, anybody. I
got no problem with fucking on a period.
But, by the way.
Fuck the jokes. I run a red light.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. Wow. I put ketchup on my hot dog.
No, and that's it's just not my wheelhouse.
How do you not just put a towel down? That's what I don't get. You put a towel down. It's so easy.
I think you wait a few days and just, you know, you watch a film and then just wait a
few days. Settle down, Donald from Entourage. Okay. You put a towel down.
What am I waiting for?
Put a towel down, dude. Those are $30 towels, man.
When do you go shopping?
Huh?
You got to go to Costco.
Marshall's
$4.99. I'm not making love to a woman on a $4 towel.
You're doing.
Okay, you're not making love, first of all, so let's.
Hold on a minute.
You haven't seen my action.
You're making money like that.
You haven't seen my sexual action.
Hold on. You got $30 towels?
Yeah.
That's how good you're doing?
That's some L.A. shit.
I got $30.
I still got good.
Then you need to wait till next week.
Good towel, bad towel.
The most I'll pay for a towel is
$5. Get a dark towel, put it down. Get the towel that you don't use anymore, the one that got fucked up.
I'll get a towel that leaves the thread on you because it's such a goddamn dollar store garbage.
Kurt's towel, you can still smell the third world kid that died making it.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to put period towels in their gift bags.
Somebody should make a period towel. A towel you can have sex on your period.
But the thing you're talking about owning it.
Yeah. It's all
listen,
you,
man. Because that's the shit that's Tammy. Fucking, I mean, it gets like, I'm not even against sex jokes.
Me either.
Wait,
man.
We got to have one conversation.
I thought we were.
You lost Theo at Naked Comedy Show.
Everybody clap your hands.
I mean, once again, This is the clip of the argument of not to do the naked show. Was Theo's exact reaction.
But I thought it was a good reaction. He looked like he was in...
Why is he judging my reaction?
Because he think that that's the reason why she shouldn't do the show.
The reason I started doing the show was to get Theo's attention. So I'm going to end it now.
All right, well,
but your goal is to bring people in to watch it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I would go watch it and I would go do it.
Kurt thinks it's going to hurt her career. That's what you
think? No, I well,
you can't hurt your career anymore.
Yeah, I was on post.
Trust me. Well, you can't.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can hurt your career anymore.
No, you can only hurt your career by speaking your mind on Facebook.
Yes. Tell us a Billy Bush.
Here, Kurt and I sit.
Yeah.
That nigga ain't working.
Yeah. But he'll be working in 2 weeks, though.
What happened to Billy Bush?
Was he the one talking to Trump with the pussy grab?
Yeah, he's already gone.
It was ironically Billy Bush of all the people.
Of all people.
Finally.
Oh, man.
The Bush family finally.
Cameron Esposito already did that joke.
Yeah, it was Billy Bush now. He was on the bus with Trump when he was talking all that, you know, stuff.
Listen,
stuff we all say here.
How about a hug for the Bushy? That was the grossest part.
Oh, hold on. So gross.
When he called himself the Bushy. I was like, no.
We replayed that so many times on radio.
Was it an interview? This is what I don't understand about. Was it an interview with him?
It was a pre-interview.
It was mic'd.
They were already mic'd up, though.
And okay. The mics were on
the bus.
I still haven't even heard listen to it, by the way.
Yeah. Trust me on this. It's rapey.
Yeah,
oh
it is. I want to listen to it.
But have you heard stuff like that before or not, Trotty?
Yes, always like this. Hey, guys. Hey, nigga. I got a mother, motherfucker. Yeah, I've heard it and I responded to it like that.
Yeah.
What, nigga? You crazy?
I gotta hear it. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can't hear
it.
A thing repeated
you
by someone else.
You can't unhear it. Just so you know, once you do hear it.
Gives her a way to hear it.
It was real creepy. And then once they got off the bus, he was like, hey, when he said the hug for the Bushy.
Yeah, they were like, they were talking about the girl that Trump was going to be like in a scene with or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they were like talking about how hot she was. And Trump was like, oh yeah, I had to put some Tic Tacs in case I just start kissing her. Sometimes I just start kissing women.
Yeah.
You know, grab them by the pussy.
Yeah, let me do it because I'm famous. When you're famous, you'll let you do whatever you want.
What year was this, by the way?
11 years ago. 11 years ago.
2005. Oh, and then.
Wow, he was grabbing pussy in 2005.
That's the privileged universe that man's lived in.
I don't know how many rich people you know, but I know quite a few. I mean, you must know a lot of rich people.
Yeah.
I was informed about a thing called the Scottsdale Hello by a rich man, which is literally finger pop in a bar, which is a greeting, you finger in a bar.
Yeah,
which I was told was a Scottsdale hello.
I think I saw Robin Thicke.
And my statement about the nudie show was a little bit weird.
It's not
your
my
reaction.
I ain't rich. It ain't my
what reaction? An honest reaction for this woman? He's over here Scottsdale and helloing people.
How did you twist it into I'm the Scottsdale?
He got Scottsdale.
You're the Scottsdale helloer.
Somebody put their
okay.
In
there
his
was no cereal. Hello.
Wait a second. I'm ready for the Phoenix finger bag.
I'm telling you, rich fucks.
I'm ready for the Tempe taint tap, son. That's
rich fucks like that. Just so everybody knows, rich fucks like that. As far as I know, they do shit like that all the time.
Oh, they're trying to put
a finger. They're accustomed to getting it.
Yeah,
and it's not a problem.
I said he's Dallas. He is JR, right? He's a man of a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
It was broads, booze, and bonds.
Yeah.
That's what he was. That's what he thought made
him
a man.
War bonds, right?
You know what I mean?
It's like a 50s. Like the 50s is a different thing. It's like people think
I gotta say, Trump doesn't seem like he gets turned down during his pussy grabs. It seems like that's how he met all his wives.
No, but that's because he's Trump, and he's insanely rich, and he's insanely powerful. And if you're just like a nobody, you're not going to say something like...
What?
Like, he used to walk into the dressing rooms of the Miss Universe pageant when they were naked and changing. Yeah. And it's like, what are you going to do when you're Miss Arkansas? Be like, get out of here, Donald Trump.
Right.
Like, you're
wait,
not.
Oh, can you play it?
You're going to be like, buy me a country fried steak.
That's why we're going
to
clip
from listen
the...
to it. Yeah. I got to use this. Let me get my pants
on. I moved on her, actually. You know, she was on a Palm Beach.
And I'm still the bad guy?
Right here, he's talking about Nancy O'Dell.
He's talking about Nancy
O'Dell. She was married.
Huge news there.
Wait, wait. No, Nancy. No, this was... And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
He's talking about Nancy O'Dell from Entertainment Tonight. She rebutted his advances.
I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
Billy Bush.
Whoa.
She's a thug, man.
Yes, the Donald is foot.
That's the girl waiting for them to go on the bus.
Oh, my man.
She had no bra on.
Wait, you got to look at me when you get out of your
life. This up.
That is very
you give me the thumbs up.
You are a
piece. You got to put the thumbs up. You got to get the thumbs up. Can't be too happy.
Can you get everybody else off first?
Yeah, let me.
It's very
funny. You got to give me the thumbs up.
You and I will walk there.
Yep, so can I have an open gift chat opening?
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
But, wait,
maybe
wait,
it's a different one.
better not be the public's house. No, it's her.
Yeah, that's her, with the gold. I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just like, I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
Wow.
Yes, welcome to Earth, Kurt. Welcome to Earth, Kurtie.
It might make him likable to some people.
Well, to me and Kurt's reaction.
It could be relatable to some people.
I thought it was going to be way less fucking like, holy shit.
No, it was
Wow. It I never heard nobody say nothing like that, man.
That was cuckoo.
And then they get off the bus.
Listen, if he said it in a way that was jokey, I would have been like, oh, it's a fuck. Because I definitely in a joking way.
Right.
I've heard all kinds of
assault,
crazy
though. You're
shit.
You're hearing assault right here.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a fucking crazy way he said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if Kurt Metzger is saying it, then you know it's
right.
True.
Wow. That's his initial reaction.
I said everything in a great way.
Kurt Metzger.
What do you think about that, Kurtie?
He said that like Billy Bush. I know I just blew your mind just now with all this.
You right. Got to hear the part right. After they get off the bus and say hi to the girl, and then Bush is like, hey, how about a hug for the Donald?
Let me tell you one other
thing.
How
about a hug for the Bushy?
And then a hug for the Bushy.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That's so weird.
Billy Bush.
I wonder,
the Bushy.
What are you
that's
doing?
Crazy.
Last Week Tonight had a really great compilation of all these times that Billy Bush has said creepy shit over time. It was great.
Oh, who had that?
Last Week Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he's a bad guy? What do you think about Billy Bush?
Dude. Well,
I mean,
I don't think he's a bad guy.
Either.
I'm asking, what do you think? That it's okay in this society where we take like someone's worst moment, probably not one of their finest moments,
right.
And we put that on
a lot of other bad moments, though.
Well, okay, Billy Bush, take someone's bad moments and we just put them out for...
Two different things, man. Billy Bush, I don't fucking hold a thing again. Billy Bush is like a dumb
first dumb. Of all,
he's a fucking guy who's supposed to...
He's Ryan Lochte, but a little keyed up.
Yeah, but he's also a Bush.
Say about
so
a bell?
Like,
Mario Lopez?
Is he really a Bush?
Yeah, he's Georgian.
He's
George and Jeb's cousin.
Yeah.
So they partied together,
but,
probably.
By the way, George H.W. is not even...
They got pictures of all of them together.
Yeah, but he probably said that stuff. He was just a regular old country...
Who taught him that stuff, I wonder?
But don't try to put that on George Dub.
Are you talking about George Dub?
No, I'm just saying, like, that kind of, like...
Well, he can pick that up himself. He's a grown man.
That's true.
He's
right.
He's also been in Hollywood for a really long time.
That's
a great point.
He was just trying to be cool, don't you think? I think Billy was just trying to
blend. Part of it was like when you watch a cartoon, you see a big dog and a small dog, like, hey, Spike.
Yeah, he did seem like that.
But it's still, you got responsibility.
Oh, 100%.
Do people expect... from their E! Reporters fucking some kind of integrity?
Is that,
yeah, it's
but you
point.
Don't expect fucking sexual assault?
But it
braggadocio.
Did he brag? Because the last word I heard was Donald Trump. The pussy thing's the last thing I hear.
But what Trump said
also like
was...
Trump was talking about trying to fuck his co-host.
Nancy O'Day.
Yeah.
And like, and a big...
While she was married.
And then Billy didn't say shit about it. He's like, okay, yeah.
You think that guy's going to say shit to Donald Trump?
No, of course not going to say
here's
anything.
Here's the thing.
He's going to go along with whatever. That's his job.
Going along is one thing. Getting off the bus and saying, hey, I heard this dude say a lot of vile stuff. Hug him now.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. I'm saying to give him a hug.
He said he's going
to
grab you by
you heard
pussy.
All the
now
shit that he had.
Hug.
Now give him a hug.
Listen,
that's
Tommy.
Different.
What's up, Tommy?
That's
yeah,
a little
Tommy.
Different.
Oh, Sherrod's making the point.
Yeah.
I think he's
it's a little different when you
put
like
a toady.
Yeah, it was a little weird when he instigated that hug. That was bizarre.
His job is professional toady.
Yeah.
Right, I mean...
And he's going above and beyond, I guess, in toadying. But that's what he is. Like, I guess I didn't think so highly of Billy Bush.
Yeah, in
like,
the first place, yeah.
To be disappointed.
Like, Billy
I didn't
Bush,
think
how,
that he would say, but I mean, I don't give a fuck either way.
I don't
next you can tell me Mario Lopez is a douchebag?
Right. Like,
yeah.
What? He fucked someone
he
on
is?
His honeymoon?
Yeah, but you can't be on
and he wasn't a wrestler in high
he
school?
He might not be. I don't know. Maybe
you can't
he's
be on
the
Today Show talking like that at 9. You know what I mean?
But Marv Albert was in women's clothing and bit a woman on the back,
we
took the fucking year off, and he's back, right? Like, it's a different generation. Our generation didn't. I'm telling you, like, it's ridiculous. Our generation went, that's fucked up. He should hide for a little bit, but we've come
he
on.
Got a
he's come back.
So yeah, sexual stuff, we don't really get tied up
Tyson
in.
Is back in full force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We served his time.
We're a different generation
right.
Now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's just a
we
different...
took sexual assault on the chin.
But Tyson.
Kind of.
But the thing with Tyson.
Sometimes it got in your eye.
Did you watch that? Did you watch that doc? Did you watch that documentary of Tyson?
I've watched everything that Tyson does. I am fascinated by him.
Because the thing, you know, because the rape case that he had, this is what I took from it. Because I kind of believe that
he could rape.
He says
man.
He didn't do it. But with that case.
Right.
But then he goes, I definitely, you know, he's like, I mean, I didn't do that. He was vehement with that. And he goes, but deserving because I definitely took advantage of women in the past.
Right. He thought he was getting punished from before.
I'm like, what does that mean? What does take advantage mean?
Well, he did fuck the 12-year-old girl when he was up at fucking Costa Mato's house in New York City.
Right, which is why.
That's the first time that he got in trouble with shit. He was 15 or 16 or something like that.
Oh,
and she was 12.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But he was up there living with them and he banged. Yeah. So that
What's
was
his name?
Who did he bang?
One of the cousins or somebody.
Oh, my God. Was she white or black?
She was white.
White. And he, you know, he was an animal probably.
And he went away
then,
for
too.
The black.
He was like 17. He was somewhere between like 15 and 17. Yeah. She was like 12 or 13.
No, they pulled him off the street. I mean, the dude fucking. I mean, he served.
But maybe he thought he was being.
The guy served his time, you can't say he didn't.
Yeah.
Live through a hell and a half.
Oh my God!
I mean, you can't say he didn't. So I don't know.
And
he
does
a
great Law and Order SVU.
Money. I grew up in Brooklyn, so amazing. I remember Mike Tyson was the champ and used to drive around in his convertible Rolls Royce with Robin Gibbons in the fucking seat and throw money and jewelry out the door.
But I'll tell you,
yes.
What kind of jewelry?
Like, this nigga,
dude, that
is
guy
the greatest nigga of all time.
Yeah.
I
remember like it yesterday.
He used to come and train because Don King is from Cleveland, so I remember being 19 years old in nightclubs. And if Mike Tyson was there, you knew to walk the other way. I mean, it was, like I said, different generation because you knew if you walked past Mike as a woman, he was going to grab your tits, your ass, whatever. So you knew to just like walk away from Mike. That, and it was, I mean, I know it's just different. That's all it is. It's just a different time.
Wow, I got guys. I think we're forgetting about intersectionality here.
But tell me this though, guys. Do you?
I think because he's an African American.
Do we learn anything from the Billy Bush to Trump thing? Like, do we learn anything? Like, do we just take away?
Just
we need to be more careful what we say.
I know, and I
or do we learn anything as a people?
Yeah,
do we learn anything?
Yeah, there's no excuse for a white man to behave that way.
Okay, yeah,
that's what I learned.
A white man, any man, right?
The things that people
don't
accept.
Group us. Don't group us in a. What?
The things people. Well, here's the thing is crazy, dude. If you're a rich guy, for number one, if you're fucking rich. See, this is just new where people are like, rich people can't do whatever the fuck they want.
Right.
This is just new. And
yeah,
people are
new.
Fighting to keep it so rich people can
well,
do
some
it.
Well,
oh,
some
yeah,
people
they
can.
Are.
It just depends because on how strong their promises are.
Just gotta keep it quiet. You gotta keep it quiet. Stay off the news and you can do whatever you want.
But that's
quiet.
A dude.
But can you stay off the
just,
news anymore?
Listen,
you just gotta do the Trump Jeter thing and give him a gift bag.
The Trump, the thing, I'm not like. Listen, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked by Trump saying that at all. Because that's, but I'm shocked at him showing what he is that openly.
I'm not.
Because
well,
that's what
not
he
after
is.
What happened
well,
the last few years.
11
I'm
years ago. That's the one thing about now. And I, Kurt, you know, and I know specifically, like, you better, anything you say, you better plan to own for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah, I do.
Because
here
they're
we are
gonna
podcasting.
Home,
I always do.
Gonna, but I mean, sometimes
yeah.
you,
search
like,
for it.
Sometimes you, like, listen, I'm a hot-tempered person sometimes. I spend thousands of dollars at therapy to try to not be like
good
a,
on you.
A lunatic. Right? But. You know, I mean, sometimes you say something, you go, wait, man, that's, you know, and you
right.
think about, like, as you, I'm not an animal, let me
right.
just back, and you better not now in this day and age, someone
right.
will screenshot
don't ever,
somebody.
Don't ever erase it.
Yeah, well, you have
stuff.
To, because someone's,
I
yeah.
I hate that shit.
I'm putting up
plan.
I'm erasing
that's
it.
The fucking most outrageous thing you got to plan for that fucking shittiness.
Yeah.
Well, are we in an age where you aren't allowed to grow as people anymore? Like that's the thing.
No,
that,
well,
that's
no,
the thing
not.
I don't want to cut off from people.
Of
like
course, no,
that's
no,
damning.
No, people
well,
can.
Growing
hold
in
on.
Public has always been a difficult thing to do.
People can
always been,
but
difficult.
You
that's a good
can't
point.
Because now more than ever now. Okay. Your dumb job and my dumb job at stand-up is a thing people want real bad, okay? People don't really do it or even know how to write a joke, but they see the attention and they want it real fucking bad.
Yeah. Do they really?
With fucking Tommy. In fact, will you go into Clint Mike here for a second, Tommy? Because that's
I'm going to leave in about 2 seconds anyway, man.
On Tommy's show, because on Tommy, Karen and Tommy's show.
Yeah, Tom, I'll share my mic with you, buddy.
You always have these activists on, dude, that fucking, they're always like belligerent and they're like, I'm also a comedian. That's the other thing, though. And I'm a comedian. And you're like, well, you don't seem to be funny. You seem to just be
angry.
Did you imagine that's what comedians were? Like, they just hurt people's feelings, right? That's like what people. So all these people want their job so bad that you're not a human. Of course, you don't grow. You're not a. Nobody wants their symbols growing. They couldn't change Superman's fucking origin a little bit for. You know what I mean? Like nobody wants to see their symbols grow. You're a symbol, and the symbol is like I want your shit. I should have it, even though you know because I deserve it. I've been through a lot in life. I deserve whatever it is. I imagine you have. I just heard you had $30 towels. I don't get why. Yeah, I don't get why you got two of them. I don't see on the other side of rich people suck. Also, the other people suck too. It turns out everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as a not comic, my question is, because I just saw your comedy.
I think you're
comedy.
The first person I met in New York that said that, too, by the way.
Really? Yeah.
And before you guys get into it, I don't want to ruin the conversation. I have to wait. It was nice to meet you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I have to run, guys.
Nice to meet you. Want to promote something before you leave?
At Village Underground. I'll be in Atlanta next weekend, October 20th through 23rd, at the Laughing Skull.
Okay, Laughing Skull.
Laughing Skull? All right, man.
And thank you guys so much, man. I appreciate it.
I'm coming. I've got cellulite. Are you down there?
Yes, I'll see you.
That's what happens when you have an agent. When you say stuff in this day and age and you lose your agent.
Tommy, now what are you saying now?
Yeah, so like from the outside, I guess I sort of look at it the way I look at a lot of things. You can identify however you want to identify. So if you say you're a comic, I believe you're a comic. But what, like, from the inside is, what are you delineating? Because the people that you're talking about,
that's,
I can think
great,
of a couple.
Wait, that's
a great
question.
That's a huge
argument.
That's
a great question. Wow. Let's hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back and we're going to dive right into that. Race Wars.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Sherrod.
And Kurt.
From Race Wars. You know us. Listen, we got a new sponsor, and we're proud of it, too.
Yeah, very proud. A little too proud, if you ask me. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item.
That's right, adamandeve.com. We down with them now. They're one of our sponsors, and they're going to give you a big discount, 50% off anything you receive, and you receive three free adult DVDs plus free mystery gift.
And to top it all off, they even throw in free shipping on your entire order. Go to adamandeve.com and use code RACEWARS at checkout.
That's right, RACEWARS, RACEWARS, at adamandeve.com. Do it now. Use the code RACEWARS at adamandeve.com. We back. Race Wars, baby.
Oh my God, I've been vaping up a storm and no one's complained yet.
No, nobody cares.
I put it down.
What's the scent?
It smells strawberry
sweet.
Lemonade, a.k.a. But they never call it the flavor. It's always this is called Tommy Cum. I asked him to make
familiar.
It special.
You smoke like a twink runaway.
Vaping away the night on the corner. All right, so Tommy.
Tammy Pescatelli's still here.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Theo Vaughn broke out. Let's just tell people what's going on.
And who would have, if they were putting bets down on this show, it would have been in reverse.
Yeah, they would have thought you bounced.
For sure.
But you stuck through it, and now Tommy's up here. Tommy's got something we want to explore right
he
now.
He just dropped a great question on
and
us.
And Allison's here too, that's right.
Yeah.
It's all these like people that aren't comics that think they're comics and they want to fucking get you and all that shit.
Right.
If they identify as a comic, are they a comic? Like, what's inside that makes you a comic? Okay. That's what he asked. Mm. It's a good fucking question.
I don't know.
It is. Arguments at the Comedy Store have been hours.
I know what it is.
That.
If you get on the goddamn stage and fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'll call you a comic.
Yeah, if you get on stage and perform more than fucking a handful of times.
And you don't do it once in a while.
Well, what
it's
about
what
if,
you do.
What about if your rent is predicated on your performance? No.
Wait, what do you mean?
You're right.
Like,
what
is that?
Like us. Like us. Like you're
you could be an open micer, I'll call you a comic. You don't have to be earn a living at it.
Right.
Okay.
It's not about the size of the stage. It's how you use it.
It's the fact that your comic is as comic does.
Yeah, yeah. So then my question is, you brought up, the reason I asked it is because you brought up like
on. I guess it applies to trans women after all.
You brought up like the activists that we have on Crass to Mouth sometimes who identify as comics. And
do they do spots?
Yeah, but they have like, I think that there's a whole.
You heard
the
way you said yeah?
Yeah. But I mean, I've never seen them because I don't, I mean. It's
but
not,
other people you know
well,
seen
do you know
them?
Where they do spots?
Yeah, I think it's like sort of in Brooklyn.
Blue
like
Stockings,
Over the Eight.
Women's Book
All
Club.
Those types of places. Yeah, no.
Okay.
And people always say that that's what happens to them. Like, what do you do? I'm a comic. And they'll go, oh, yeah, my nephew's a comic. And then it's something like that. And then I kind of, there's a little thing inside of me that goes, fuck, they're not
a comic.
He's
not a comic, right?
But I always go, we're looking for him.
Look, I'll give it to you if you. I'm telling you, I'll give it to you if you're going to hit an open mics or some shit. I'll give it to you.
That's what we
always
do.
If you like done a few brainers or something, then that's
7-minute humorous monologue.
You know what? Honest to God, if you've just been gone up enough to know what the fuck it's like to do it. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Well, would like Whoopi Goldberg be considered a comic?
Yeah.
Even though she was doing like characters
she
and stuff and not telling jokes.
Yeah. No, she was still doing jokes as the characters. Though.
Okay, so that's
like,
it's not about
still like pretty much stand up.
That's paying dues though.
So is John Leguizamo a comic?
I would say yeah. No, a stand up. Are they stand up?
But he does. No, he does very similar to what Whoopi
did.
He's
a comedian.
Wait, hold
they're
on.
Comedians.
He
just like comedians.
Comedian.
He's not a comic.
But he's not
I guess,
a stand up.
Not a stand up. Technically,
right.
Comedian is a bigger umbrella.
Right.
Stand up comic is like a branch of that.
Right.
Well, I yeah.
oh, okay,
I don't
see,
know.
I never heard that explained that way.
I mean, he must. I think he's done stand up comedy.
Well, there's different.
I think so.
I mean, he's done multiple like.
But his stand-up's not like Chris
show.
Rock. You see Chris Rock special?
But is that,
stand-up
is that like a comedy
like,
store or someplace
like
that? He's been on someplace doing that, right?
His stuff, yeah.
He's New Eureka Power.
Mitzi passed him. He's a paid regular at the
store. Well, then that's a comic.
Yeah.
It's not like it's better or something.
Who is
like,
John Leguizamo?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I think even within stand-up, I mean, there's monologists.
There's like his improvers,
I mean,
and then it's
you
yeah.
dropped
yeah,
that earlier. What's a minute like? Like a monologist, like
Sid,
does
just
like a thing.
That's all I got is jokes. Like, I don't have. There's nothing else. Whether you like the jokes or you don't like the jokes, that's all I can give you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just a straight. That's it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. There's no.
I know a lot of those.
There's no. I'm not pulling out prop. I mean, and people, there are prop comics that people like, and there are ventriloquists that people like, and people make good money.
Well,
but,
you know
you
what?
Know.
I'm sick of confessional shit everybody does. You're talking about owning it before.
But just because you don't like it doesn't mean they're not comics.
Well, yeah, that's
right.
what I was thinking, because what made
oh,
me think
no,
of it is there's a lot of queer
comic,
people doing like their own shit. Like Kelly Dunham is a queer comic. Who I don't
Did
know if you guys
show?
Know her. Did she?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
If she's going on in front of crowds doing it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give it to you.
Wow.
Now, if your comedy was you yelling through a megaphone in the park or something, I may.
Why did
not.
You say she's a queer comic?
Yeah. Well, she identifies as a genderqueer comic, but
then
she.
That's,
but no, but she's got the greatest story. She have her own race war. She might be annoyed that I'm mentioning her name,
Why?
But whatever.
Okay.
Well, she
she's
was
great.
A nun
she's
with
great.
Mother Teresa's order.
Wow.
She has a whole like set called Mother Teresa's a bitch.
Wait, was she on? Did I? Was
she
on fucking bullshit or something?
Is bullshit. What's that?
Penn and Teller show. Oh man, that was. The
was
best
she
show.
On something? A nun talking about working with Mother Teresa?
Maybe. I mean, she's like a big.
She's big.
Yeah, she's like a. I mean, like she's like a big dyke. Like
you
she.
Get
well,
on,
speaking
dude.
Of,
I think I've seen her on some.
Speaking of Penn and Teller, though, let me just give a shout out
oh, no,
to my
no,
show
Penn.
Street Cred with Penn on Travel Channel. Go on demand.
God, what? How many damn
I got a bunch
shows
of shows.
Have you done?
Street Cred. Me and Penn. Yeah.
When
on
that
Travel Channel.
I don't ever want to hear about reparations. You got your reparations and television.
Hold on a minute.
Don't stop to the fucking Chris don't pop.
First of all, when that gypsy cursed you with basic cable success,
he said,
he never said Tammy would think it was a blessing.
Yeah, where did you get the gypsy? Where'd you get the gypsy?
He's the same one that made that dude thinner and what's the name big.
He went, VH1.
He said, you will come with basic cable.
You would be in the A&E family forever.
Street cred. Travel Channel.
I would watch that.
Penn's a great dude, though. I had so much
I
fun.
I would
with
watch you and Penn on a show.
Oh, he had fucking big fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Big fun.
I don't like when you start bringing
He's
new
He's a big thinker.
New
He's
new
like
white
Kurt.
People.
That's why you guys got get along.
Yes.
I don't like you meeting new big, loud white people.
Yes, he said he would do Race Wars, too. He would come in and do a do episode.
Penn like Penn and
ben
Teller.
Said
and
that.
Gillette.
What's up,
Penn
Gillette?
Shit. Yeah, man, Penn Gillette, man. We go back like spinal cords. We get down like 4 or 5.
Is he a Trump guy?
No.
No, no.
Yeah, no.
He's
I don't
super
think.
Liberal. He was on like Michael Moore's show.
No.
So. Michael Moore was here a few weeks ago at Stand Up New York.
But I want.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
What did he eat? What did he eat?
Stand-up.
Drinking water.
So is Michael Moore a stand up?
Wait, he did stand up here?
He did stand up, and I had to follow him.
And you had to clean up that mess?
I wouldn't say I cleaned it up, but it was definitely a mess.
What, his set?
There weren't a lot of people here. Anyway, but then he like walked a family, and like the dad was like trying to fight with him, and the
but
daughter.
Why would you come as a family? Like
the daughter. Well, they were like older. They were like teenagers.
Right, right.
But he walked them how? What did he say?
I don't know. He was just like he wasn't telling jokes. He was just talking about Trump, and then this guy was getting mad, and then
God.
They were arguing.
Yeah,
and
he's
then,
not a comic.
And the daughters
yeah,
were
not
like, the daughters were like, Dad, let's just go. Let's just go, Dad.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It's you know
like,
I don't blame the family.
Yeah.
I don't even blame the
What's
fucking
the deal
family.
With the subway?
Listen, if you're you know what? Here's I'm not going to call you a comic if you want if you're going on just talking.
Yeah.
And you're not
You don't even say
show.
Lenny Bruce.
You know that?
That's what you think about Lenny Bruce too. Don't
what?
You? That Lenny Bruce wasn't really doing stand up.
It's like half
he was
the,
a
no, I like the good
it was
parts.
A different time.
I like the good parts and then it gets degenerates fairly quickly.
Yeah, it does.
The kid Rudy.
But
remember
the dude
Rudy?
Went through some shit. I mean,
he
you
went
know.
Through some shit, but it was.
What about Andy?
The good news is we all get to be our own little Lenny Bruces now.
Not really. Not on social media.
No, that's what you get. That's what you get to have. No, you get to have your own little thing, man. And they don't stop until you, like, I'm going to have to post a picture in the bathroom in my tub.
Would you bleed, blood it out?
Yeah. With a fucking
healing.
I'd have to have cops. I can't believe it, by the way, the cops arranged him after he died that way. Did you know that?
No.
He wouldn't die in that fucking pose.
Oh, they put him in that pose?
The fucking pigs put him in that pose.
That
amazing.
Is dirty police. Was that NYPD?
Yeah.
There's a special
for obscenity
a special
laws.
Squad.
Obscenity
there's,
fucking
they did
laws.
Marilyn Monroe, the same people who did Marilyn Monroe in her tub, mm-hmm. came and got Lenny.
They have a special squad for that.
I think they would just...
You know, Joe DiMaggio...
You know what?
Joe DiMaggio, after Marilyn Monroe died, Joe DiMaggio flew out there to get her body, so, you know, they wouldn't pay... Like, guys used to pay money to the L.A. coroner to fuck the bodies.
Seriously, I was about to make a joke of that.
Yeah, Joe DiMaggio came and got her.
He was afraid that was going to happen.
He came and got her.
I was about to cut you off to say that as a joke.
They were married.
And that's a real thing.
It was after they married.
Oh, my God. If you were that beautiful, man... Or and by
$100
way,
you can fuck any dead bitch you want. Have you, Pitt?
Right.
Now, if Trump said it like that,
you
would have been
fine.
I like how you say it like it doesn't still happen.
Oh, it still happens.
If you wait long enough, you can fuck anybody.
Yeah. Let me tell you
something. Extra $50, you get to fuck the dead kids.
Janice Dickinson will be victimized beyond the grave.
That's true shit.
If you like that hot,
true shit is
if you're that hot,
right.
you will get fucking victimized.
Oh, yeah, they're going to freeze
it
you and keep you around.
It happens all the time, though,
for, but everybody... As,
look at Tommy's face.
I'm telling you, man, I don't think... I really... I don't think that, like, when they say 1 in 5 rape numbers, right, that people argue about, I think it's just the dudes, man.
That's just when you're alive.
Yeah.
I think it's just the dudes, yeah.
Those numbers skyrocket when
man,
you did it.
Because
everybody gets raped. Take your clothes off. Look at what you got. Right
it's such
here,
a fucked up. But it's a handicap, man. If you're like that kind of fucking like Donald Trump wants
Plus
to grab
dudes.
His pussy, beautiful. If you're the beautiful yeah. Donald Trump wants is going to grab your pussy, that's such a bizarre curse. And like I get how a bunch of them, their only way out of that curse is to be like, no, I married Donald Trump.
Yeah,
I'm Mrs. Donald
green
Trump.
Green card.
Yeah.
And all that shit. Because your whole life is like, it's like an uncle fucking you first, right? And then fucking.
Gotta chill.
Definitely me. Like teen years. It's like a bunch of people like, and then you get to a certain. I don't know anybody that hot who doesn't have a couple of rapes. I don't know anybody.
No, not rapes. Not everybody.
Well,
they're
dodging people.
But they definitely have uncomfortable situations.
They could dodge. Yeah,
they're dodging people.
But no, I know a lot of hot girls that never had rape situations.
They dodge.
I know some that definitely had.
They got sheltered.
But I know. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on.
But some that I'm close to actually know all of it.
You're right. A major qualifier that I should have put in that I didn't put in.
Well,
if your parents aren't there, like, just what I know,
if your parents
everyone
there,
I know, because I know so many people shit happens.
I agree with what I say.
If your parents ain't there just looking out for you,
you're done.
My fucked up parents, whatever I complain about them, that shit would have never happened to me
or
and my sister.
God forbid you're Lindsay Lohan and your parents are the ones pimping you out.
Yeah.
Well, it happens.
Extra that.
Yeah, how about the dude from Wonder Years, his brother, like the little one, just they took him right over to that producer's house.
Well,
like,
there's
a whole pedophile.
Y'all talk about the victories, though. How about the ones that we don't know about that ain't famous?
Yeah.
The parents pimped them out and no, they ain't got no headshots.
100% yeah. that. But
that's
just,
most of them.
How many, like everybody I knew that was like
this
a cool kid.
A really weird
No, I know. Everybody I know that was like a cool kid.
What's a comic? Well, if they were fucked.
Yeah.
Kinda.
But every cool kid I know, that's who shit happened to. Because your parents aren't supposed to let you be cool. Like, you ain't supposed to be hanging out and having a party. Like, they ain't supposed to let you do that.
Right.
And I never did shit like that.
Right.
And that's how my sweet little ass thing, because I was dumb enough.
Like
I can't, like, certainly innocent enough that if somebody, when I was a kid, wanted to do something.
They could've
but
gotcha.
I will say my mom told us very young, nobody does that shit and tell me.
Right. Oh, we
she made us real aware. Like,
We
but people,
on guard for
people I know, no one told them anything. They don't talk about that
Dude,
shit.
Dude, I'm on the road and my kid, like now he's older, so it's a little bit easier. But when I first would go on the road and then come home for a couple days, I would inspect him to a point that I thought I might be violated.
Right.
By the way, I'm inspecting him.
Ball not, sack like, up. Let me see under that scrotum.
You don't have to say it like
Pick
that.
Pick up that baby scrotum, nigga. Who scratched you under here? Mommy? Mommy did that?
Those are fingerprint bruises on your
We'll
ass.
Clean you up good.
Well, yeah, you got to protect your kid, buddy.
Well,
because people will fuck them.
But I know so many people are fucking. No, that's
straight
a,
up.
No,
that's
bottom
straight up.
Fucking line.
That
you got a daughter, especially.
I think boys are just more, even more vulnerable.
Well, that's like the can never
because
tell
we always one. We always tell the girls to watch out.
Right, but
the you shit, got a female, you automatically on top and of then her. Boys, you don't, listen, you ain't on top of like that.
I don't even let them go in the bath. Like literally,
my mother didn't
now,
let me go like when I was young. She would right? go. I went in a woman's bathroom with her,
right?
Or I would have to hold it.
Right. Well, now that's why I'm excited for like for non gender bathrooms because I'm like, fuck, I'll just take them in there.
Even with my daughter, I got like she's 9 now, but she, I always take her in the bathroom.
How many people go? Fuck, who's in there? Neglectful parents.
Out in the street, in New York.
And I don't want to leave her, like, let her go in the bathroom by herself.
Yeah.
And then I'm waiting out there, like,
yeah, there could be a trans person in there.
My daughter is the trans person.
Yeah, I don't care.
Thanks
about,
for
I don't care what
pulling
you're
out of the closet.
Why you got to do that?
I'm worried about straight, regular men that are taking these kids and pretending that they're
well,
not.
Well, let's not back to, like, the bathroom rules are so sacred everywhere that. No. People don't switch up all the fucking time.
Listen,
everywhere.
I was in Minnesota when they arrested that governor for stomping on the
yeah, what the
floor,
fuck are we
right?
even talking
remember
about?
That?
Like,
yeah, I remember that. That was Craig,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Senator Craig?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know that's a story time.
Larry Craig.
Larry Craig and
tap,
his stomp.
Tap, tap, tap.
Larry yeah. Craig.
Or just what if you just got a daughter?
He's like,
what?
I was manspreading.
Dude,
I...
you know, he said I had a wide stance.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I had a wide
stance. So like
if
a
you
good
complained
bottom.
About manspreading on the subway, maybe they were just trying to... Hit you up for something.
What? On the bus?
On the subway, man spreading. They were just pulling
the trying
senator.
To get some. Probably.
Yeah.
Anybody touch me on the subway, I think they were trying to get a free fill.
Well, it's about time you hit the message.
Yeah. It's like, now I know what you want, homeless dude. And then I'll push his hand to my crotch.
What about people, not neglectful parents, but just.
Too late to turn back now, homeless thief.
You made
the best teeth for that. They're the best teeth for that.
All right, I got the best mouth. You a homeless mouth?
Oh my God.
You can't beat a homeless mouth. Being honest, no for real.
Seriously?
I got a blow job from a homeless girl.
Once again,
I ain't proud enough to say
listen,
that I didn't.
I was
again,
said,
I'll reiterate. If Trump had said it like that,
that mouth
no,
like,
would have been no problem.
Her mouth right. felt like hot mashed potatoes.
If Trump had said it like that, I'd vote for him right now.
That's a t-shirt.
If here Trump comes said the gravy.
Her mouth felt like hot mashed potatoes, my vote, like, this guy's a problem
well,
solver.
That's his problem. He's not funny on anything. All no. this crazy stuff, if he should just hire like a couple, a think tank of comics, and it would be a whole different thing. Like, they could make that shit funny, but he just doesn't do it.
No, kind
of did you see the thing about, they came out about the with the roast that he did?
Yeah.
Well, I heard that, right? Well,
oh, shit.
I think Kurt was the one who said, didn't you say somewhere what? On somebody's podcast that when you worked with Trump that for the roast, like,
oh,
he said everything was cool but his money,
okay,
right?
Yeah, I just did warm up at the roast. Jezelnik wrote, he wrote for a week with the roast that year, and the rule they had to go by was you couldn't say Trump had less money. That's the only rule.
That's the only rule.
That he didn't, that you can't say he has less money than he says he has.
Right.
And there's something else too,
that's
but
amazing.
Then also like they, yeah. They, I saw somewhere online that they had like his edits of like his rebuttal at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, there's always like, he's like crossing out the punchlines and just like trying to write more stuff about his buildings and stuff. And it
wow.
was like they had stuff in there that was funny. He was like crossing out, like, no.
Right. That. Well, you know, it's funny. They've always been sensitive. Years ago, I did a stupid little joke about him. I said that his hair was so bad it'd be less distracting if he hired a hairy midget to sit on his head. And they like literally harassed me until I pulled it off.
Who did?
Well, NBC, because they were in negotiations for The Apprentice.
Oh, right.
Gene Simmons, who's one of his best friends apparently, was always at the
his
Improv
wig brother?
In LA. Right? And he stood up in the middle of my show. And I'm like, he's like, he's my friend. And I'm like, well, then you should fucking tell him about his hair because that's the only part of
by
it.
By the way.
He's still up in the middle of your show and
yeah,
said that?
Yeah, because he's my friend. But I love Gene Simmons,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I mean, it's
by
like,
the way, you think Gene Simmons didn't say
like,
the exact same shit?
Grab by the pussy?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
When I see a woman, I grab her by the pussy. That's the first thing I do. In his Diamond District voice.
And then he charges her for what use of his finger.
I keep thinking.
Wow.
In that Jackie Mason voice.
Come on now.
And I take a finger and I...
These fingers are the...
Man.
Play the bass in the greatest
Sheba,
band that was
way?
Ever before. Yes.
How do you feel about Hillary, though, Tam?
Man.
You're a woman.
I can't just buy in because she's a woman. Like, I think that
pussy
to
grab.
Me
now
is completely... Right, I think that's complete. I can't just buy into... I won't just buy into someone because they're Italian.
But if it's
or,
a tie, would you go with the woman?
No, because ISIS.
What?
Because ISIS doesn't fucking respect women. They don't even teach them how to read.
So what? If you got a missile, who knows?
They are never, ever, ever. If you've ever been to the Middle East, I did 7 USO tours. They do not give a fuck about a woman. They look at women as literally as roadkill on the side of the road. You know,
it's like being in my apartment.
Deer on the side?
No, they value women the most.
Yes, yes, right, exactly.
No, that's because they value women. Right,
yes, they hold.
No, they're not like our satanic society. Yes.
So
women,
wait, that's why you're not going to vote for Hillary?
No, no, I'm probably going to. You know who I want to vote for?
Did you?
I'm going to write myself in. No, I honestly, probably, it's
you're
a very.
You're going to vote for one of the two, Tammy.
You don't have to.
But you will.
Sherrod, no, no, listen.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I believe you. Because this is a thing I never believe.
You gonna write in Gary Coleman, motherfucker?
No, nah, the joke. Because the joke you're talking about, that Iraq joke. You know, if it's a tie, fuck him. The affirmative action shit.
Yeah.
Women are not a minority. They're not.
No, they're the majority. They're more than half the population.
But they're a minority in certain fields, such as politics and comedy.
But not in voting. Not there, in voting.
We used to be a minority.
They're the majority in voting and have been for 60 to 80 years. Majority.
Agreed. Okay.
But there are still way fewer women in Congress than there are men.
Yeah, because women hate women. Because women hate women. I know.
Who are you blaming for that?
Yeah, because women hate women. That's why.
You can have all women if all the women are
team.
Because it's taken longer for women to be allowed to enter these fields, right? So there are male-dominated fields, and so women had a late start, and so it's taking us longer to get the same.
Well, certainly that.
But
certainly
here's the
late
thing.
Start.
You've been voting for 100 years.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Nigga.
Yeah, but just because we started being able to vote in 1920 doesn't mean we started being able to be in Congress.
I know,
so
wait,
then
just,
you have to get the experience and then you have to get all those things.
I know, wait, just listen one second.
Yeah, that's
you're not
80,
wrong.
So you got 80 years left now.
Listen, you're not, but hold on, you're not wrong about that.
That's the first 20 years. Now, what do you do with the other 80?
Right. No, there is a head. They did have get stunted and not allowed to do a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Even like alimony payments that are crazy now. That's because you used to be able to throw your wife in the street with nothing.
Right.
And she couldn't. So there is a historical thing like
and
that.
And health insurance doesn't cover breast
implants. That sounded like a nostalgic
movie. Here's the thing, though, with a lot of women. See, Tammy's, how long have you been doing comedy now?
22.
Okay, so I'm about 20 years old. Well, I'm 19, but how long are you?
About 98, whatever 98 was.
Okay, so there's a thing where, and women do this the most. This is what I see, especially when everybody I know does this, where they take like the bullshit shit they hear and take it seriously. Like like all the shit with the magazines you hear about, which you may not take seriously, but you certainly hear like girls see the magazine and all that shit. Because women tend to be like I lash out. Well, that's how I responded to the shit that happened to me. I'm like, well, go fuck all of you. I'm too good for all of you. But women tend to not do that, okay?
Right.
So... it doesn't take a lot.
On the floor.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot to put a thumb on a woman. It doesn't because of just the way women are.
Thank you, Kurt.
No, well, I don't do that shit. I don't do that fucking shit.
I know you don't.
So now what you're talking about is Sherrod's got a point here because that's the thing. Like women can do a lot of shit that you hear mostly young women be like, "But I can't do." But you can.
But look,
like you did. You just did all the shit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And on top of it.
Wait, when I was pregnant, that was literally, my son is 8. And this is no bullshit. My agent said, well, what are you going to do? I guess you're done. I mean, and I turned it into a joke, but I'm like, you know, I mean, real fucking thing.
Wow. Yeah.
He expected me to be done because and at the time,
most
female comedians, their wives had their babies. So there was no, no one at my level.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No one at my level at that time. I'm not saying there wasn't, of course, Roseanne had kids. Of course.
Right.
Whoopi, okay, but they're like fucking major stars.
Right, right.
And there were other, you know, but no one who was just banging it out on the road, making their, you know, their money off of playing gigs was really doing that. Or they were, you know.
But back in the day, like Joan Rivers was pregnant on TV.
Yeah, but that's Joan Rivers.
But before she was Joan Rivers that we all now revere.
She was on TV.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But she was. Yeah.
You have to go black female comics.
She was pregnant making abortion jokes.
You have to say like, you have to go like black female comics who probably had kids.
And that's who I call. Yeah. Sherry Shepherd. Yeah. Like I talked
about. But your agent ain't going to look at it like that. Your agent. See, like this is the thing you do to comics.
They were also afraid I was becoming a mom comic. Sorry to cut you up. But they didn't want me to talk about.
Who's a mom comic? Like Judy Gold?
Even like Roseanne.
No.
Even like Roseanne
was
mom.
Judy was always
mommy.
A great comic.
Yeah,
is she a
mom?
She's good. Well, she's like kind of mommy.
I think
she. Well, you have to talk about what you know. Like I tell like one joke about my kid, but yeah, I mean they just worry that you're going to become like this. I sell most of my tickets to men. 67%. It's how original
the punchline is. There's any, like I said, two fucking airline food and period jokes. Who gives a shit? It's the punchline. If you have a new thing, I'll always listen. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what the fucking...
Yeah.
That's not where the hack is in the in the setup.
Yeah.
It's that not having punchline shit.
Agreed.
But so they make comics, especially female comics, so I always feel like they won't say their age and shit.
No.
Okay? And by the way, dudes, I'm sure if you got your belly in your headshot as a man, you're lying about your age. Because... you're not an athlete. Like that's why the don't be naked in a fucking thing. Which I'm with you on that, man. Because you're trying to be a comic.
Oh, in your headshot, you mean? Yeah.
Well, you don't need that validation from that.
Right.
Get that validation. It's the wrong direction.
I'm not in a cowboy suit because I'm not a fucking cowboy.
Right. Right.
I see younger gay comics doing.
But you know
that,
what it's
though.
Like to me? It's like dumb. When it's like Will Ferrell. Throw.
It's like
baseball.
Stay away from that, and you gotta stay.
One conversation at a time.
Thank you, Allison. You're right.
It's like Will Ferrell when he played baseball on HBO. Like,
oh, yeah.
A female comic doing a Playboy thing. Like, why? It's not your sport.
And some
why
really,
are you doing that?
By the way, some really funny women who, like Sandra Bernhardt and Margaret Cho, they did it. But they were already more established
That's
than
right.
I was at the
right.
time.
That's right.
I was still an open micer living in condos.
That's right.
Right? Like with a bag phone and a fucking map. Right.
Look how hard it is to lose road rules as a credit.
Trust me, I've been dodging
like
last Theo, comic.
Theo's going to get bad reviews for his whole fucking career because they know he's from Road Rules.
It's gonna be
and he'll be treated like he's not a comic by people that aren't comics.
Yeah.
Outside people are like, oh, he's some jerk off from Road Rules. But he put the time in.
He put the time in, yeah. People
and
dumb,
he had
though.
Shit
people
that made
know.
Me laugh, so
people
that's what I judge it by.
People
yeah, you don't want to be, it's you don't want the guy, that, but now it's a thing, the identity bullshit. Which I to put that in front of you before you're somebody, that's the shit I don't get. That everybody now is and I thought the pendulum was going to swing the other way of not doing that. No, the alt right dudes, they're
it's
like,
always...
no, my white identity.
Yeah,
it's always... insane. And so you have so that's why you have to hear their identity with their fucking because that's supposed to be like a little patch. It's like little Scientology levels.
The only thing
I'm an admiral in this thing.
You know what, though, Allison? For me, this is what my scale was, and you guys might change it to you, but my experience has been like, all right, when I, as a white male, you start at zero, like with the audience. Like they're like, okay, we'll see what you have to say. I think as a black male, sometimes you even start at a positive one because they
Depends
think
the
like,
crowd.
Right? And if you're a fat black woman, you start at positive two.
Yeah.
Okay?
For sure.
Yeah. As a woman, you start 100%. At negative one.
Yeah. That's
maybe
right.
negative two. If you're really hot, you start negative
because
two.
Because in stand-up, the more you've been through, the more willing the audience want to listen
but
to
hold
you.
On.
The
but
more they think you struggle through life, the more they're like, you earn me listening
Here's
to you.
Wait, simple correction. Wait, simple correction. If you're super hot. Male or female,
you get the same.
It does not matter what you're going to be fine as long as you're not a drooling imbecile.
Yeah, but if you're somewhere in between,
as long as you don't go up. I mean, I've seen like where it was like the dude was like so goddamn handsome and he just like and he literally was like, I grab him by the pussy. You just got to not even do that, and like, and then women still wanted to be.
I wonder if you took that audio and you made it like Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio.
People
would have reacted. No, in like real life. Before that was out.
Well, now there'd be an uproar with certain people.
I think they wouldn't be as upset because they're not running for president.
You know what?
The Leo way can get away with anything. We've seen Leo grab pussies, and nobody says
no. But it's context,
that's
man.
Right, he can't do that.
Context is context. Is a real thing, especially if he's like comics here, except Tommy.
but
everyone can hear, but you can hear that. Like I could hear he wasn't joking when I heard.
He's
the
also
shit,
a 59.
Right?
But he could have been bragging over
the
talking.
Yeah,
shit.
No. It's even creepy. Then, it's still gross the way he's saying it. Because if you're lying, that's still a gross. I didn't. Barry was telling me on the phone. I'm like, all right, with your commie shit, he's gonna win. Barry, too bad. Like. But he's right. I've never heard anybody say a thing like that. Like in the joking thing is a whole different thing, and especially like female comics in general. There's never going to be a united woman team. Like minorities have to band together. Women do when it becomes outrageous.
Okay, so let's talk
when it becomes
beneficial. So let's talk about it, probably everybody. Like I. You know, that whole thing where you and I really were on different ends of something, and with the whole
You're talking
Amy
about social
thing.
Media.
Yeah,
all right.
So. It never meant for me, and I say this with all my heart.
Wait, hold on a minute. Did you get flack? You're talking about the flack.
I got fucking, I lost my manager, my agent.
What?
Over what?
Over the whole thing. It fucking came down on me. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
I am not kidding you. I still to this
day. Hold on.
What is Amy Schumer stuff?
That whole thing.
Wait a minute. You tell me.
What was the whole story, by the way?
From when the
you
the
and your
joke,
white fucking connections. What happened?
It is my white connections. The whole fucking Gavin Amy's a joke thief.
Oh yeah,
video
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yes, yes.
And I was that who did it?
He put the video together. He told me explicitly what it was for. It was because she said she plays a racist Republican on the show, so fuck her. it was the craziest fucking thing I've
it
ever seen.
I will tell you. This is what I'll tell you. Like it was. Whether it was right or wrong,
well, you didn't deserve
it wasn't
none of that
from,
shit. I didn't know
it
about
wasn't
that.
From it wasn't just one person, and right. I think it all fell on me. But I shouldn't have. When I said this publicly. I said I'm sorry that it went so far, and of course, all they cut out is that I say I'm sorry. So then you lose credibility around everybody. I just felt like, you know. It's not something that should have been public. It should have been kept in between comics. That should have been a back of the room conversation.
Right.
And
right.
I was wrong to participate in a public thing because there is something like when Michael Jordan was gambling, the whole NBA knew it.
Yeah.
And you know, you just learned that, Tommy.
No. I'm sorry. I just put together that Amy. You said Amy. Yeah. Who's Michael Jordan?
How's his dad?
Yeah. Not Michael B. Jordan.
I just put together what you're talking about. All right, now I know. With Amy Schumer and you.
Well, I didn't know you had all that shit.
Yeah, but it was, and it for me, it sounds like it's so fucking asinine. But it wasn't personal. The only thing for me with it's personal. Is that that's how I pay my mortgage. So it goes back to being a stand-up. Like, this is all I have. I didn't grow up in the comedy industry to be famous. I knew that if you did well, like, I don't need more than what I have. I just need to sell a few more tickets than what I have. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what did you think was actually stolen? Yeah. That's what I don't remember.
Well, for me at the time, I was just backing up the other ones at that moment. But I'd had a couple things that I felt were familiar.
Right.
But they probably weren't, you know, I can see either way. I do believe that there's linear thinking. I also believe that there's recessed memory. Yeah. A lot of times we're in the comedy club, people are high, people are drinking.
Why are you pointing at me when you said
no,
high?
No. Look, who's high? Paranoid.
Yeah.
And why it sits in the back. I mean, we all have those jokes that come out. Like, I had this joke one time that came out in my head. Like, I wrote it, and it was fucking perfect.
Yeah, but the joke was what, though? What was the actual joke?
Oh,
who cares what the joke was?
You're talking about something
well,
different.
I had a couple different things at different times. But it's
no, it's very specific. I think I'm very specific with that kind of shit. But
yeah,
it
but
the joke
matter.
Was hi, I'm Amy Schumer.
The joke, listen, the joke's bad.
But I really dig you now, and I'm like, here's the one thing. But I
really,
want you to know this. Like, I
wasn't mad about it like a day after.
Well,
you know, like, I can't believe you had to go through that shit,
man. And it was
that's fucking crazy.
But I believe it because it was a big story.
It was a big story, and because nothing else was in the fucking news, and it went from three women say it to only me, and then like everybody fucking turned like it was me. Like, and I'm not a troublemaker. I mean, I'm an asshole sometimes, right. But I'm not I don't specifically start that shit.
Right.
And it's not so when you're a woman though, if you say anything, then it becomes jealousy. Right?
Yeah.
And Kurt,
let me ask you.
We still followed each other.
Yeah.
I didn't not follow you anymore. I respected your right to say what you
needed
to say.
Don't hold a grudge. I don't hold a grudge like that.
I didn't know you though at all.
Right, no, that's fair. But I said my old thing I said.
Right.
Which I was wrong, by the way. Like you didn't.
I already said Kurt was wrong.
I did it. I'll tell you what. You were wrong. But what happened? I was with Barry Katz. I had just come off Last Comics. We had set Last Comic.
Right.
I had 17 million viewers that season.
Right. Yeah.
I had an email list on that was
Barry
from
Katz,
MySpace.
Yeah.
But wait, 400.
That explains it all.
But wait, no. Listen. I'll explain it to
listen,
you.
Listen, Kurt.
450,000 person email at the time that was worthless. Barry was all high about Dane putting money back in.
Right.
So I bought. 500,000 emails, and I sent out a million person email. So I bought advertising, but I didn't buy votes. So I did buy advertising. Go, hey,
do
vote
you
for
still
me.
Do you use that? I mean, do you still use that email list?
No, man, it's so gone. I wish I could. I'd have a better career.
Because that seems like a what does that run to buy an email list like that?
Well, it was I think it was like $1,800 at the time, but it was an experiment because you know they never
never let us know. Yeah,
and he was like, just try, just see what happens. Because I had finished like I didn't even know I was in it the year before, and it finished like fifth or something.
Right,
and I was like, okay, I'll try the advertising. Let's just see. So I had this little thing that would go for 7 days to a million people. Here, vote for Tammy, and it clicked the link, and then you go vote.
Nice.
And that was it. But I'm saying, so in a sense, you
know.
No,
it was explained to me. That's why I'm like, oh, Shannon's still, Shannon still thinks. But,
well, it was an advertising kind of thing that I had never experienced. And by the way, you know what I won?
What?
Fucking nothing. They didn't even send me, they didn't even send me an email. I didn't win it. I mean, literally fucking nothing.
What, do they play it or something? I thought they play it or something.
Last Comic is the hype.
No, not Last Comic. Stand-up showdown.
Stand-up showdown. Last Comic is the hype.
Oh, please. Oh, yeah.
He still corrected me, and I still said the same thing.
But so wait, I don't understand why your
fuck
agents...
Fuck them all!
Sorry. Because, like, this is what I don't get. Like, why did your agents leave you?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And who are your agents?
Well,
they sided with the most powerful Jew in the room.
They thought that I was Amy. Not going to be able to work anymore.
Who are your agents?
At the time, it was UTA.
Oh, I don't know. I'm an APA.
Yeah. It stands for up that
ass. They would have taken me for sure.
Yeah, wait, who left? Yeah, no.
Right. They up that ass.
And then my manager, I kind of had to leave, who I love, Jonathan Branstein, but I felt like he's also Jim's manager, and they could have called me in on that conversation so that it wouldn't have been such a weird comedy war. Like, and you could have just been like, she could have been pissed because she had every right to be pissed, but then we could have had it like,
yeah, but there shouldn't be consequent. Like, dude, my whole point was like, shut up. No, she didn't.
It shouldn't be one person, by the way. Right. And it shouldn't be one person. Listen, I was a little drunk on a Sunday night.
Yeah,
and
that's
I said
not unforgivable.
And then on Monday, when everybody else deleted their shit, I wake up and went, you know, it's gone.
So wait, why can't you work again? Wait,
they think
you can't work again.
I mean, I'm fine now.
But why
still
would they think
like
you couldn't work again? Because
you
went
against
Amy?
They just didn't know what was happening. Listen, I got threatened to be sued. They even said fucking Cosby was going to sue me. Listen, I went too far.
Wait, Cosby was going to sue you?
Because you know that I said at least Cosby knocked his victims out before he raped them.
Okay,
I said that. Okay, I said that.
I don't remember.
Cosby was going to sue me. Okay, so
I never read the actual tweet.
Oh, yeah, everybody fucking thought.
Probably would have been great for your career if you did.
Them, dude. Fuck fucking UTA.
The only thing
that dude.
Killed me was
holy shit.
Someone hacked or like made a fake Kurt Twitter thing.
Yeah, I made it.
No, you didn't.
Like, someone put some of my best work.
Someone put my kid's school address out.
Yeah, so, that was me.
Right? So they were like,
that's crazy.
Crazy. And I could show, there were like 100. I literally got like 47. This is why I didn't perpetuate it.
Chesapeake Middle School, right? It was Chesapeake Middle School.
I didn't go on
the
Today Show,
by the way,
or Good Morning America, or TMZ, or People, or all those entertainment. Billy Bush.
How did they find this kid's school? Like, what was that?
You know,
people could find.
Credit to Gavin
McGinnis
for this, because he was the one that texted me and been like, you wouldn't fucking put her. Like, he didn't. He was like, Kurt wouldn't fucking.
And then
do some
I
shit
believed
like
you immediately because
that's crazy. Yeah. Who would fucking do some
Kurt
shit like that?
Kurt wouldn't do anything that involves school.
Yeah, or just like a huge amount of activity.
That was the day that I was like, "This is
no man." I never social media. I don't take seriously, but I guess I'm like it means a
whole. But you see, it happens.
No, it means
you
have a life.
I mean, people.
But these fucking people that think that there should be like a thing. First of all. Over anything on Twitter anybody that that bullshit.
Ridiculous.
If you're a comic, you're supposed to be getting in trouble. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but for better stuff. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Well, but maybe
hey,
I'd never
anything
been in
above a Cosby,
all, so.
I'm giving you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the bar's
Cosby.
Low.
Yeah.
Fucking. It's not like you. Like, misspeaking on a fucking Twitter, go fuck yourself.
But this
the
is
only
real
people who
shit.
Think that should be
stupid
a pun. Listen, number stupid one, shit. It's two kinds of people. Phonies who are just like cows and like, well, the mob has spoken.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And fuck them. If that weeds them out of your life, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it did. And by the way, I mean, my best friend over the whole thing.
Your best friend.
Was one of the ones that I backed up. Like, you know, so what do you do?
Oh.
You. But the fact is that.
She skated on you too.
It's good. Yeah, well, you figure out who's got balls and who
that's
doesn't.
That's right, you do.
And I think that, as sucky as that was in January, right now, in October, I'm stronger than ever because I know who's real, who's not, I don't give a shit. Yeah. I still continue to go. It's humbling. Like I,
right, yeah.
I fucking have to go hustle for myself right
my
now.
My question is, do you think I should end my fake Kurt Twitter account? No. Actually, should I keep it going? Because it seems to be making some progress.
It's getting me.
I think
it's getting
only
me liked
just change the thing to grab him in the pussy.
Okay.
And, wow. But that's it. So that's how that stuff goes down. But no, look at how no. it ends. Here
well,
we
how
are.
Much press was there? Yeah. Because the shit I got, I couldn't even believe. Like the amount of press.
Dude, it was fucking crazy.
Just press. Where nobody even bothered talking to me at all.
Yeah, like, nobody.
Like, we're taking this right to Amy. Like, that's the
well, they came
blessing.
To me and they wanted me to say bad things, and I'm like, I don't have anything to say.
They came There's to no me comment. Trying to get bad things too, and I said, you came to the right place. You guys want something to drink?
No, I like just the sheer amount of like. This is the blessing of the thing to me is at least my name, I guess, is severed from fucking Amy's. Just the very fact that if I do some shit, it's like, oh, Amy will hear about
this. No one's gonna have.
Don't Amy's fucking go to fuck. Like,
which isn't I could fair be a fuck up. Not, right.
I don't work for her. I'm not her fucking pet. Yeah. Do people think like I didn't build the fucking show with her? Like,
yeah.
Like someone she needed to have. She thinks she needed me. Why would you? Well, I forget. It's because I'm a white male, and clearly,
boom.
In comedy, you just get everything because you're a white male. That's
yes!
how it works
yes.
around the world. Comedy.
That's why I'm here
know.
To tell you that I'm becoming a white male.
No, but that's
you are what you
listen,
eat,
Tammy. That's what comedy
or spit
enables
out.
You to do. That's what comedy lets you do. Be a white male because the alliances you make in comedy are not based on fucking gender or
right.
your fucking orientation.
Yeah.
If you're in a queer comedians club, none of these are funny.
Yeah.
If you fucking
if you're
like
comedy,
you make alliances with people because they're fucking funny, and yeah. that's the shit where it's not sexist. Because I go, I don't give you look how good you are.
And that's yeah. the thing, though, Allison. Like you're yeah. coming up, and you think that, and I because I don't know you, I'm making huge generality, so forgive me.
You're probably right.
She has glasses.
But like no, but we feel like when you come up, like I felt like there was there's groups of like it's almost like you know seniors, juniors,
yeah.
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Gatekeepers
and
yeah.
you, right,
yeah.
and you feel like we're all together, and you're excited to see. Like I truly was excited to see Amy. I love when people succeed.
Me too.
Honestly, it feels to me like then there's more. Chance if she does yeah. well, then there's an open spot. There's one less person. I'm not walking in on the same. They want
show,
her. They don't want.
I figure it's yeah, one more jobs. Person I can borrow money from.
Right.
Don't act like you don't know me, bitch.
And I do. Right?
But
I do
but
borrow.
What
it.
You realize is honestly, this thing for me real. I found out who my friends were.
Yeah.
Not all those fuckers that you see every night at the comic clubs are your friends.
No.
Some of them want you to fucking fail.
Well, that is also
I tell Dum Dum the same thing all the time.
They
I tell Kurt the same thing.
Wait for you to fail so then they, because there were people saying shit about me. I was like, you
wow.
motherfucker, I took you on the road.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
believe you're sitting over there saying
it's a lot
of
LA, though.
And then they're right.
It's not just LA, though. I mean,
it's everywhere.
But at your level, okay, there's a lot of mini LAs, but your level, it shouldn't be like that.
No.
That's like seller comics.
I was seeing people make these posts going, I can't believe they're doing this. Maybe they're just doing it for publicity. I'm like, well, fuck you. You're making a post. Now you got all these people.
Right.
You're finally relevant because you're commenting on my
yeah.
shit.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's,
dirty.
No,
this dirty,
is,
Tim. Yeah,
this
right?
is the,
they dirty,
Ron.
Man. They fucking dirty.
This is my favorite
cunts.
Part of fucking
Isn't
internet
this a great
social justice.
Dissertation to wrap the whole thing up,
it
man.
Is great.
This
no,
is
you're
cool.
goddamn right. The people mad at me. How dare you in a rape case? You're making me the star of it,
yeah.
Dum Dum.
Well, when
you could have shut up. Yeah.
When everybody was mad at you, and like, you know, I was in the girl groups and everything, and everyone was like, crewmaster, and I was just like, if we keep talking about him, he's going to be trending. And then the next day I wake up and Kurt Metzger was
and
trending.
Dude,
and I was like, oh, you did it. Like,
then I have to
DM'd
buy him a lunch.
You.
Every time he trends, I have to buy him a lunch.
Oh, you know, you listen, a lot of people.
Took him down to the Frank spot.
But I don't know you to do it, right?
Got him a turkey burger.
Turkey burger.
Every time he trends off of rape stuff, I get him a turkey burger.
No, but listen. The shit I said, I can't even believe... Because I'm on my own goddamn thing.
Do you think
thing.
That maybe that's the difference? So, like, do you think it's completely broken down to gender? Because look what happened. You
well,
went through
you
that.
Directly... No, you know what's funny? You hit... you and Amy pre-backlash. Well, the beginning of backlash at Amy.
I think when that video came out, then it got easier on me.
Well, the video is ridiculous. First
what
of all...
What video?
I did a composite of shit from it's the most ridiculous
thing.
To this moment, I did accuse of theft. Now,
because all of us could
here's
be
number
in
one.
That.
What is it now?
Just with the theft thing.
That's not even, yeah.
Okay, so you remember it? We talked about it like five times. I should have never gave you that candy.
I'm texting while you I'm texting while you talk right now.
But every single thing is a fucking bullshit thing. Number one, the hour is how this started was, which Amy said on fucking OP and Jim. I said, don't do that that joke you have. You should drop it. She didn't know Wendy Liebman had the joke. I go, I'm pretty sure it's Wendy Liebman's joke. Could be wrong, but I would just drop it to be safe. And she was getting ready for an hour, and she did the thing of, like, I can't lose my material. Amy's like a 10-year fucking comic or something, or maybe 11 now or something.
Yeah.
So what happened is she got crowned Queen Feminism and the great vaginal hope of all comedy merely because she did her job as good as dudes do it much.
Right.
Yeah. Which is not really a compliment to her or women to act like it's such a huge deal. You know what I mean?
Well,
I think Amy's great. I worked on the show. Nobody steals. I was the guy that was the most like, nah, somebody does that. Now the shit that people have in dispute, nobody knew about this magician on YouTube. I swear I didn't. None of us were looking.
What magician? What are you talking about?
Please stop. Visit,
yeah,
I don't even know what
place.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that you have
Chris Angel.
First of all, Sherrod,
she does
right
this
now,
levitation thing, and we knew for sure that Chris Angel had.
No, Sherrod, while he's
believing
said,
you,
while
like
Sherrod says that,
yeah, I know Chris Angel.
He goes, what are you talking about? He looks so much like Radio from the movie Radio with the hat and the headphones. Don't worry, Radio.
Put me in, Coach.
You just
want to
do a radio joke.
Every single one of them was a thing that's just a medium thing. Now, it makes me laugh. The one sketch that people said, Mad TV we took, Louis has a joke of that he goes, does Amy have a sketch of this, of asking if the person's black? You know, when you're buying clothes and they ask you who helped you? And Louis was doing that. He's been doing it on stage for a long time.
Right.
Because it's a joke a lot of people thought
so many.
No, you know who thinks of it?
Which is interesting.
Louis thought of it because it's like a joke.
I think
only white women are the only ones that think of it. You know, because in the room, when they all thought this was a great idea, and Jesse Klein don't steal.
Barry Sobel has a joke like that. That's how old that premise is.
Barry Sobel. I thought it sounded very mediocre, okay? In the room, and I was, because here's why I didn't like it. I'm like, you literally can't just go to black person
right.
Help me.
Let's say he likes chicken. That's Barry Sobel. It's fucking 25 years ago.
It's kind of that. But the thing
but
of
the same thing. The like, thing they want to say black.
Wait, just listen. A woman being at the store, American Apparel, wherever the fuck, and they go, who helped you today?
And
she's afraid to say.
Describe black.
Now that was stupid to me because why wouldn't you just fucking say who helped you? They get a commission or something. Like just say.
Right. But yeah,
I didn't realize
like
women.
About, right?
But they all go, no, Kurt. Like I'm the barbarian who thinks it's not a thing to just say when they ask that, the black person helped.
You gotta make sure the right person get paid. Right,
right. But in their mind, you can't do that. So that's a woman thing. And I go, Karen, is that thing women do? And she goes, yeah. I always go, oh, that beautiful black girl helped me, or that handsome black man. She takes the edge off it.
But
every woman
beautiful.
I know has
a thing
they do just to say black, because women have a thing of being nice. Like, it's like a moral... I don't know if it's beaten into you.
I'd be like
you
this.
Have to be nice and you have to be polite.
Really?
And you can't upset people.
I guess that's where
listen.
Well, you're Italian.
100% they are.
The rules are
I think they are 100%, but there's also an inclination towards needing. The Simpsons is the best joke about it, where Marge is like, when you get a little older, you'll understand marriage is a constant quest for moral superiority.
That's hysterical.
And if you think about if I get any fight I got
hey, that's
in,
my joke.
Listen,
no, just kidding.
Look at the Ghostbusters.
Fucking Marge.
You know,
me.
A female Ghostbusters could be fucking hysterical, okay? It could be hysterical. The way it gets fucked up is girl power. The Ghostbusters are scumbags. They're funny because they're
losers.
Peter Beckman
losers.
Will grab your
yeah.
pussy.
We're losers.
Yeah.
They're losers. Yeah. But these girls, they're not losers. They're actually winners.
Yeah.
And everybody... And,
we're already rude.
And now you did girl push-ups with it. Yeah. And you didn't have to. Megan McCarthy plays... She found the secret of being a piece of shit.
Yes.
That's
as a female.
That's
yes.
the advantage
yes.
of men. That's not really that much of an advantage for men, even.
I'm with
but
you.
I hold on to it till my dying breath, but it's not even an advantage. But me and Jai will talk, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Okay?
But you guys didn't, when you got on stage, you just said you want to be a comic. You didn't go, I'm going to be a male comic, right?
No.
Right.
You didn't think you were going to be
but
a black
you don't understand
male comic.
People,
you think you're a white
it's
male
very
so
hard.
Be an asshole.
Look,
right.
are you going to not
so
take
gonna
the
be
money?
Underpaid comic.
Like Leslie Jones. Dante pointed that to me. It's a good point. I mean, I think it's funny.
Yeah, love
Leslie
love,
Jones.
Love. I love Leslie.
Keeps taking these parts story. Of where she's an over-sexual fair woman.
Yeah.
Now, people are going to treat like that because you're taking that role. They're going to you're going to be Screech if you play Screech. Yeah. They're going to do that to you if you're going to be that play that.
Adam West.
But what I get, what are you going to not take the money? And
you're
going to
play it
thing?
While you can play it, then write it. If you they're not making it for you, you got to write your own shit. That's what you're going to do, but take the money.
And honestly, the naked picture is the best thing that could happen to her because who couldn't sympathize unless you're a piece of shit with her, number one.
Yeah.
And who's going to fucking look at the pictures? No one.
Yeah, I looked at them.
How were
Did
they?
You?
I saw it in person, butt naked.
I'm thinking about
so looking. I'm a different kind of breed.
I'm thinking about looking at them.
I've seen every female comic book.
I just grabbed them by the person.
Because wait, what would you been?
I look through Tammy's window. I go to Allison's shows.
That's how you know. That's how you knew where my kids live.
I go to the naked show and grab them by the pussy. What? No, no, my friend.
That's admission.
The way he said it.
That's how you take tickets.
No, no, my friend.
But I can't.
By the pussy. I grab him by the pussy.
And he was proud of that, too.
He said it like.
And Billy just really is just like one. He had to follow along. He's trying to interview him. He's trying to get the story.
Well, you have to understand, he grabbed Billy by the pussy when he walked in.
But you don't gotta. But here's what Billy. When Billy was like, give Donald a hug. That's when he turned into a physical. He brought the physical into it.
The only thing I have to say though, like, okay, so balance me on the other side in this weird upside down fox thing, right? When you deal with like Hillary's, like this is horrible that we all had to listen to it. First of all, I remember having to hear Dan Rather go fellatio and the president about her husband.
That's not how they're going to look at it.
Not Hillary's fault.
And it did suck that we all had to listen to
we
that.
We did.
You know it didn't suck. It was Hillary a great time also. In America. It's a great time. Y'all don't remember how good that time was?
It's not.
The president's getting blowjobs? We were all high-fiving.
They're not.
I'm sure you guys were.
Comedians? Everybody wasn't happy over that shit?
It was all prosperity and shit. Comedy. But they did a lot of fucking fucked up shit, the two of them, that wasn't really... Barry's joke's the best joke, man. He got Barry Crimmins. He goes, don't sell me on Hillary as the feminist candidate. She couldn't be more of the patriarchy if she had an 11-inch cock. She's in
it
bed.
It is. It's in the drawer next to her
listen,
bed.
The pussy grabbing is not. People are just going to listen to it. Because right now, people are mad enough that they are like, fuck it, burn it down. I want you to know, because Hillary practiced to be the establishment this whole time, to get the right mix of electability and establishments out. And the people, the Bernie people that...
Right. That's who I want.
You hope they go with her because it's going to be Trump. They're pretty fucking mad. And a lot of people are going to be like, you know what? Burn the whole fucking thing down. Trump. Oh, let's see what he does.
I don't
Trump.
Think it's enough people, though. I think that they're just really loud.
You live in New York.
I'm not an
you
anarchist.
You live on a coast.
But you know what? Yes. Yeah, but I also like look at polls and think.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go.
Here's what I'm going to
do. And those states don't have enough electoral votes.
I don't want to cut you off.
You'd be surprised where those states are. Those states are Pennsylvania, Ohio,
Arizona might go blue this year.
But wait, all the shit that we talked about just now with the whole. What I will tell you is what is believed is whoever has the bigger press team. And I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I'm not an
Hillary
anarchist.
Has a bigger one, doesn't
That's
she?
Right.
He gets the free one.
Right. I'm an abolitionist more. Like, I think we should come up with something different. I think no matter what, we
then
were screwed
what? Slavery?
With
what do you mean?
You can't abolition? Tear it down. You can't tear down a
no,
system
no,
to
but
build
wait,
it up.
I was back for that years ago when the whole dangling Chad thing. I think they should have made some kind of fucking difference. I think when we were all
but
disenfranchised.
But nobody did. And they made this,
and they didn't do it. And that's where we are now. Because they didn't address it back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, it's all a rolling.
This
it's
is
all
where
part
we
of
are
I
now
agree.
Because
I
of that.
We got you. Got to hope that Trump fucked up with Mexicans enough, and there's enough of them, I guess, to outvote them. Women, listen, grown women, remember Hillary is not a great fucking person. Like young, my girlfriend loves her.
Yeah,
like, oh, I like her. Yeah. She doesn't love her, but she's like I like, and it's the same
I
way
her
people
Monica
like Trump.
Whore.
The same way people like
yeah,
Trump.
But yeah,
that's
was
the same
you.
Way they had.
She knew.
No, listen,
listen
Hillary Clinton.
It's understandable.
I know she knew.
All understandable
to me. Of course she knew.
I agree.
But
I'm
especially
just
in the 90s, like if you were in that position, like as a woman, you're
no,
like,
no. I'm going to beat the fuck out of her.
And, like,
that's who I am.
It's a exactly.
Right.
It's a different time.
No. But I'm saying, but what?
Like now, if that happened now, Hillary would have
been. Right, but that's what I'm trying to say to you, Allison, is that I understand that. I understand her thought process that I would call her. I would fucking not. I'd probably beat her. I'd chase her down. I'd fucking have her family deported if I was.
You're just saying she doesn't have a leg to stand on with
her
talk.
You can't say with the talk because you called her a whore. You called her a narcissistic Looney Tune who was promiscuous and a whore.
And that was your husband.
And that was your husband.
Was that.
And now this guy is saying some stupid shit, and you're making a whole platform where you're showing little kids. My son thinks that Donald Trump just walked up to little kids and said, my son, because of those commercials, thinks that Donald Trump went to like a little black girl and said, you're fat. You're ugly. He thought that she was calling, that he was calling little kids fat and ugly,
right,
and not worthy. Because I know. The way well, those
that,
things
but
are
see, school, that argument yeah. is so
well, then
disingenuous.
I had to.
If
then
one
I had
woman's
to explain
fat, we're all
it's up
fat.
To me. Right.
If one woman's not beautiful, then no one is beautiful.
Right. Well,
no, that's not how. No, they, that
pretty
bullshit,
on the inside will get you fucked
cheesy,
in the dark.
That's the cheesy villain. Oh. What'd you just say?
I said, pretty on the inside will get you fucked in the dark.
Yeah, sure will.
That's it.
I think a long relationship would get you fucked in the dark. All right, that's it. We're about to wrap it up. With that, we're about to wrap it up here. And, Tammy, thanks for coming on, Tam.
I appreciate it.
Did you
guys
have fun?
Yes, and it's the first time in a long time that
thank
I was
thank you very
a little
much
bit,
for coming, man.
Like, nervous and apprehensive. But I really, first of all, I'm so glad to meet you, Allison. I really, I'm going to look for you and support you. And
I couldn't understand why you were apprehensive. Yes. I didn't know all that shit happened to you, man. I really sorry about that. I mean, I had no idea that happened to you.
You know, and you know what? You became, at the time, the face of it, because I totally believe in you and I were so alike, because, like, that was cool loyalty, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was down for that, and that's why I was like, I know that when this all clears, I'm
yeah, but
have
I don't
have
hold
a
the thing like, man.
I
don't get how people. It's a whole younger crowd, man, and their whole. Here's the thing: their little judgments would mean something to me if they weren't utter hypocrites always with
me. Well,
it
meant something to me because I dug you.
Yeah,
I
man.
Liked your stuff, right?
Well,
I didn't know
I
you,
was,
so
I
that's
you
why
lot.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't care about but, yeah. Joe from. You know, from
Joe
fucking
the plumber from Ohio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't care.
All right, we're about to wrap it up. That's it.
Yeah,
for
I gotta plug
yeah.
some shit, man.
Plug it. Plug.
American Comedy Company in San Diego.
Plug it.
All right.
This October 27th.
Speaking of Mexicans.
I'm going back to San Diego. After that ticket that I complained so publicly about.
What ticket?
Jaywalking.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But it's a good club.
You got a jaywalking ticket in San Diego.
Well, they have those signs showing you the Mexicans are crossing the road. You should have.
No, it was unbelievable. It was around. It was.
I can't.
Black
all right,
Lives
that's it.
Is all I'll say.
So that's it. Allison, you want to say anything? You got anything to plug? You want to plug anything?
Just follow me on Twitter at Allison Clem. Wait. Send me a dick pic in my DMs.
There you go. Send in your dick pics. You heard her.
I will send you back a rating.
She grades them.
I like it.
With red ink.
You're very studious about
what?
Oh, me and Barry going on tour.
Oh, that's
so
very cool.
My new
cool.
hour is called "You're Making It Worse."
Yeah,
come ask you, you're making it worse.
That's
well,
what
I should open
before
for you.
All this. Yeah. Well, Barry's now my ambassador to these fucking people.
You need him. That's you need hysterical. Him. He's like
but
a father figure.
But we're
to
doing
him.
A so November 15th at the Village Underground.
Okay.
We're doing a 2-man right. show because Barry wants to judge. I want to argue him because he likes to judge comics jokes. So he wants to do like a fucking. Debriefing, he calls it.
Okay.
He's going to judge my shit.
Perfect.
Which I can't wait to defend.
Can he judge your whole life, like after the show, just
oh,
go home
he tries.
And judge everything of your life?
He tries. But that's the show. November 15th.
November 15th
yeah,
at the Underground.
And we're doing it at Moon Tower this year in Austin.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
If I had an agent, I could get into some of those festivals.
Hey, yeah. You're working out. I think Amy Schumer will hook you up with something. Nothing? Nobody? Amy Schumer hooked up? All right, fuck you.
We've
guys.
All had our ties severed.
Race Wars are out. Peace.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.